Blog Talk Radio.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Gonna be a good night.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. What is going on? It is Tuesday. It is What the Fuck Tuesday. Why Wendy Williams pulling notes out of her weed, bitch? Let's start with that. I know she bears a gun, but I never knew this lady pulled notes out of her weed. Let me fix that. Out of her lace front that a lot of girls cannot find. A lace front. Is pulling up notes out for her daily show out of her week. Hard part. Yeah. So how is everybody doing? I hope everybody woke up on the side of the couch or the good side of the bed or the good side of the floor or the good side of the, some people's closet, some people on the train. Wherever y'all slept, I hope you had a good night and woke up on the good side. Because that's been such. Wake up with a good attitude. All of that. Do I have to excuse me because I am feeding? I am feeding down. Q, I'll tell you now. Q, Ray Ray Lover, look down. You know, vegetables, bread, mashed potatoes. Go on, Q. And then he finished, it's good. So, the big fat faced man know how to cook. I like that. Vegetables is really good. And they help everything. And they help eat it. But you cook, it's good down. So you have to excuse me if I'm chewing and talking at the same time. But it's good. How you doing? And every 11 o'clock while I'm on the radio, I actually be looking at Wendy Williams because she's Tansy Flush. How you doing? So, let's go to the $10,000 ball because I'm getting so many phone calls in the last 5 days. And people telling me to hold and wait and this and that. I'm letting everybody know. Whoever is the first 30 to 50, it stops there. Categories and a lot of stuff going on that night. I cannot sit here. You are legend, statement, stars. The list. When the first come, first serve, and you have to know all of that ball. It's not just I come in and I walk. So I'm just letting everyone know that. So do what you got to do. I mean, especially goes for Ms. Rice because y'all around me all the time. So whoever you are, and you better get your spot and everything you need to do ASAP. Letting you know. Okay? So, that's what you gotta do. Cool. Wow. So, everybody make sure you come out and get your my number, 404-914-4449, and then I'll let y'all know exactly what you gotta do. And a few people that did call me today, I apologize. I'll call you back tomorrow. Definitely, I'm not home yet. I'm still. So you got to excuse me. But you would need to know. I mean, you definitely know everything you need to do so you can have your spot. Okay, Caprindo. How you doing? I miss Atlanta, Georgia. I need to tell you. I definitely miss Atlanta. Miss my bed. Miss 708. Miss 708, how you gonna say you full? You ain't even eat nothing.
Yeah, I did.
Miss 708, I miss all of them. I can't wait to get home tomorrow. So I can be back home and see what is going on with my chapter and all of that, because we have a mandatory meeting tomorrow. And I am telling y'all, that's why I like, y'all my audience, I tell y'all all my business. Y'all know everything about me. I have a mandatory meeting tomorrow. And I hope everybody could come out and support Dallas this weekend. If you can, you can. If you can, I understand. It's the first major ball in Dallas, Gay Pride weekend, this weekend. The ball is at a club called The Warehouse. It's Saturday night going into Sunday at 3 a.m. The three grand prizes is Best Dressed, Performance, and Runway. Them are the three grand prizes, and there's cash in categories for the rest of the, for some of the rest of the category. Not all of them, but some of the other categories. So it's over $1,500 or something like that they're giving out. So everybody come out and have fun. Be Tandy Slush. If you try to come to argue and fight, don't come. Everybody come and have fun. All right? Cool beans. This bread is good, too. Yep. So, Switchboard, why did you send me that rude text message, honey? For what reason? It was very rude. It was not professional. And you sent it to me. So the only thing I could do, because I was waking up at that time, was all your peeking, was to say, oh, Switchboard is trying it. That was real rude. You must have woke up on the other side of your California King or something, honey.
The itsy bitsy spider went up.
Everything is itsy bitsy spider. Oh, really? You're still being funny. So how was your day, Switchboard? Was it a good day or was it a bad day? If it was good. Oh, so I mean it was a good day. That means your day was good. That's what's up. I was supposed to go to the movie today. Didn't go. Stayed in the house. Looked stupid. And that was about it. Last night was everything to me on this phone with the radio. And you already know, it always continues from part one to part two. So I don't know what tonight is going to give, because it really be funny with the girls. They are really funny and hilarious. So everybody just needs to remember, take the radio as drive, and if you really, really can't deal with the radio, you should tune into BW218. Catch it like another spotlight, another line, because this is for fun, and everybody sometimes comes up here and listens to it and takes it in another way. If a bitch says something that you don't like, you say something else that she ain't gonna like, and you let it go. All the fighting and stabbing and going to jail and want to punch a bitch in the head and drag them down the block, and it ain't going to prove nothing but jail time for somebody, or hospital time, or dead time. So basically, leave that alone, too. The phones be bandy condo. I get your life. And what I do love about the audio, though, if you hear, oh, my God, Switchboard. Why Tom Blumenthal is calling me on the three-way, but he know I got to be on the radio. So when we finally do get our cast on, I'm going to call him to see what he wants, because right now he know I'm on the radio because he lives in Atlanta, not in Atlanta, in Georgia area, and he know it's 11 o'clock. But he never called me in so long, so I'm trying to figure out what's the shade. Why did he call me right now? Is it because somebody might have said his name last night? I don't know, because you know how that usually works. If somebody says somebody's name, the next following day, they give me a call, you know, like I can stop somebody from talking or something. But I don't know. This feels just a lot. But let's go straight to New York City, to the legendary mother of New York City, Kelly, Ms. Rogers.
Put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hey, America, what's going on?
What is going on?
Oh, it's September the 29th, 2009, honey. It's going to get severe up in here, the atmosphere, honey. Today is
And happy birthday to K. Mizrahi. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, K.
Today is my anniversary, and you know, I'm supposed to be out on the town with my husband, but you know, I'm definitely here with the girls, and I'm celebrating it with the girls, and my husband is here, and he's listening to the show. But baby, it's going to be some shit tonight, honey. You thought I took off last night? I'm going to take off again tonight, honey. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait, honey. I don't know when I'm going to take off, but just know that all week this week, you will have a hot and fierce and nasty motherfucking show every day this week, honey. Cause that bitch is definitely out this week.
How you do?
Honey. So how the fuck are y'all doing? I'm having a great day, honey. I had such a great day today. It was just so wonderful today. I really did. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed myself today. It was just so everything. I got my nice little diamond heart that my husband gave me. And it's just, I'm just having a good day, honey. I can't ask for nothing else, honey. I woke up on the right side of the bed, honey. Because I heard you talking about that. I woke up on the right side of the bed. But, honey, when I got out the bed, I sat in the wrong computer chair today. Yes, honey. Yes. I woke up on the right side. I think I was supposed to sit in the computer chair in my bedroom, but I sat in the one in my living room. So you know what that means, honey. It's going to be a mess, honey. And I was definitely up on the shade board today, reading all the comments and everything that happened about me on the shade board. So, you know, I'm going to rebuttal to the girls, but not right now. Later on, with doing Hot Topics, I would definitely rebuttal to the girls about what they had to say. Wendy Williams wanted to give you a shout out, Andre, and tell you hi. Wendy just hit me up and said to Andre, hi. Thank you for everybody that's sending me, everybody that has sent me or have sent me my happy anniversary IMs and things. I just want to thank all of you for definitely being there with me and supporting me and my husband and our first year of our adventure. It was a long year, Andre.
I could imagine. I apologize to everybody. I answered you and they texted me talking about getting down.
Yes, it was a long year. It was a long year. I had to wobble up some hills and I had to roll down some other ones once I got to the top. But I'm here. Yeah,
I'm here.
I'm here, though. Yes.
I'm in color purple, but I'm here.
Yes, I see some new names in the chat room. What's going on to my new names in the chat room? How are y'all doing, honey? Jennifer's Yahoo name is MotherEVisu2006 at yahoo.com. That's Jennifer's name, honey. But yeah, it's going to definitely be a cute night, honey. I can't wait, honey. Let's not waste no time. Let's go over to the other side of the Bronx and see what my Banshee cunt big girlfriend is doing on the block, Miss Stag. Cause I know she out up on the corner on the block. Jenny turns the block out.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
Hey.
What's going on?
I don't care what people say. I don't even look their way. Look. Hi, everybody.
Yes.
What is going on, Jenny?
Nothing.
What side did you wake up on? Did you wake up on the good side or the bad side today?
Oh, I woke up on the right side.
Oh, you woke up on the right side.
How do we say delectable, divine, the gorgeous, the groovy?
I tell you, it's just so much tea and so much dirt and everything going on with the girls. And I'm gagging, honey. I'm just gagging.
Oh, your teacup must be full.
Oh, my teacup is full, honey. It's full, honey. Baby.
You need a pot.
Yeah. Andre. Honey.
Yes?
Let's start the madness off right, honey. The whole cast is here. call and see what Miss Tom wanted from you, honey. Ooh.
Oh, and
okay,
Andre,
so I'll be right,
FYI,
I'll be right back.
Wendy always pulls her little notes out her wigs.
Yeah, that's my first time
that's
ever seeing
her trademark. From
her
late
show. See, I love, that's why I love.
She takes and pulls it out
of
her wig.
She
pulls it out of her shoe. She'll pull it out of her titty. She'll pull it out from anywhere.
I love the bitch that's on her edge. That means she.
Wait for the man.
First of all, if you can be yourself and get to where Wendy's at, that tells anyone in the world that be yourself and you can probably make wonders and turn the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to bite someone else's bullet and follow their life because that's not your life. Be you and you'll get what you need to get out of life. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because she's an idiot pulling shit out of her wigs and her shoes and her pants and her...
Mm-hmm.
I'ma fuck her up.
Miss Wendy Williams does not play.
Wendy don't play. She be talking and everything on the on her show. Darling, she pays it.
So I'm going to let y'all talk for 1 minute, and I'm going to click over. I'm going to see what he wants, and I'm going to come right back. Okay.
Okay.
So Jenny, what
be
you
nice.
Did all day, bitch?
What I did today? I made some oxtails and white rice. It's some
you made oxtails, bitch.
Mind
you, you know, I got 2 bags of oxtails in the freezer.
Girl, and you're trying it because I told you I could have took a bag the other day. You talking about you mailing it somewhere.
Baby, I still have, because you, we, mind you, I still ain't even sent her the pocketbooks or anything yet. And I was looking at them today, bitch, and I said, I should take those bitches out and cook them, honey.
It's about to be a new month. You about to get your Amstock so you can buy a new fresh batch from, what you call it?
Baby, I don't even need to go food shopping. That's the shade, bitch.
For real?
Girl, I still have every lick of food in my cabinet and everything, honey. You know, I've been ordering out all month long, honey.
Right.
So, baby, I still got so much food down, honey. But, you know, I'm going to go food. You know, I'm going to go food shopping, honey, and restack it up. You know, it's about
I know
to
you
be
love your canned goods.
Yes. You know, it's about to be the wintertime, honey. Nobody wants to, nobody wants to be trucking it outside in the wintertime, honey, to go outside, honey, to be buying food and shit, honey. Bitch, when the snow comes down, honey, it's only to go to the corner store for beer necessities, honey, that you need. Baby, it's not to be trucking it to the grocery, to the supermarket, honey. But you know, when I go to the supermarket, I go shopping. Bitch, I can't be standing downstairs waiting for the children to, you know.
Oh, no, I go and have them deliver it, darling, because, no, ma'am, I don't even have a cart.
You know, I can't be having the trucking. But no, the supermarket is so far from where I live at to go and, you know, and have the stuff to brought up.
Yeah. And girl, then you don't have no elevator, so I know you and
yeah,
talk to be. Oh no, ma'am.
Oh no, baby. I stand downstairs like the cunt.
Oh, and he brings it all out.
I stand downstairs like the cunt. I make sure I go food shopping when people is from out of town and they have a vehicle to drive me to the supermarket and it's a bunch of them so they can carry the bags upstairs and I stand downstairs like the cunt and watch them bring the stuff upstairs.
Oh, Tisha Diamani says happy anniversary.
Oh,
Neil's wife.
Oh, Neil's wife.
Yeah.
You know, I heard she moved to New York.
Well, you know, she doesn't like anybody know what her whereabouts, but she's around.
No, she's around, honey.
Yeah.
Tisha Diamante has my phone number. She can hit me up and let me know the thing.
Oh. Hello?
Hold on, Jen.
Okay. Hello, can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I thought I was asking the audience, can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you. They can hear you, honey.
Ladies, gentlemen, what's going on?
The girls can hear you. Hold on. Yes. The girls can definitely hear you, honey.
Tisha, I'm not trying you. The truth is the truth. I need my earrings before I put out that other scandal.
Oh, but say what other scandal?
Ooh, I need those earrings. Confirm those earrings now or I'm putting it out.
Oh, hold on. Oh, what other scandal?
Oh, she knows.
Oh, Miss Tisha got a scandal?
Yes. My sister got a scan.
Oh, what?
Oh, she said I'll get them soon, sis. All right, so, all right. Secret safe, sis.
Oh, it's a secret, honey. Mm-hmm. Well, baby, why? I don't know the secret.
Oh, well, see, it's a pageant thing, girl. You're not doing those yet.
Oh, wait, hold on. Switchboard hit me up.
Hey, Switchboard.
Andre, are you back? I don't think Andre's back yet.
Uh-uh.
I don't think Andre's back yet. I don't think he's back. No.
Oh, Kelly, they said you need to make that category for your boy, the cook-off.
The what?
John.
For my boy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It said, damn legendary John Ebony just made some oxtails for the daughter here. Ooh, that shit. Oh. Kelly needs to make that category at her B-Day ball, the cook-off.
Ooh. Ooh, the girls want that category.
Yeah.
Bitch. Oh.
I know when we say cook-off, Miss Cabbage is somewhere, so I know Miss Cabbage will be calling in.
Miss Cabbage always calls it when we talk about cooking, Miss Say. That lady does not miss a beat, honey. That bitch must be here when you say cook, bitch. And that bitch be on the line, honey. When you say cook, that bitch be on, honey.
Miss Cabbage is classic.
Yeah.
If they knew Miss Cabbage from back in the day, baby.
Baby. Oh, who is this? Who is this we calling? Oh, my God.
Janice. Do not say, I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Okay. He's still on the phone switchboard. He getting in the dirt, Miss A.
Shout out to Deja La Perla.
The girl.
I know she's lurking somewhere where teacher's at.
Well,
hey, Neil.
Oh.
Shout out to Jersey.
Does Tisha have a new phone number?
Listen, I don't know what Tisha doesn't call. She just finds ways to IM. She just sent me something to somebody else's IM.
Oh, because I got this number that came across my phone. Somebody hit me up and said happy anniversary, but Tisha's number stays in my phone.
What does it start with, the first three? The area code?
240.
Oh, I don't know.
They text me again. Hold on. They text me again, honey. Hold on. Let me see who this is. Oh, this is one of my kids from Baltimore. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yes. I have to save this number in my phone, honey. Yes. Baby, it must be some shit going on, honey. I've just been going a long time, honey.
Andre, are you negotiating something?
Baby. No, the girls are reading. The girls is reading me on the other line. That's the T.
Oh, is that confirmed or is that denied?
What? That's confirmed. I
is
know
that
it's confirmed.
Confirmed or denied? Are you sure?
I'm positive. It's confirmed. It's 100% confirmed. Honey, I can definitely confirm.
Oh.
I can definitely confirm that I'm being read on the other line.
Where's Miss Beverly? I haven't heard from her in a minute.
I don't know, honey. I can definitely confirm that, honey. Bitch. Oh, my God. Well, Switchboard, while we wait for Andre to come back, can you please
you
play,
sure?
Yes.
The commercial.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Wait.
I am back.
Oh, you're back.
I was
about to play commercial. Go ahead.
Well, Tom Lewisall was calling because of two things. He heard the show was doing very well, and he was congratulating the show. And then he was saying, basically, he heard that it was like 5 different radio shows. He was like, oh, my God, it's just running crazy right now. So I was like, yeah, that is true. And he heard about the ball in Dallas, and he said his debut is definitely going to be at Jasmine's ball. But since he's, like, at his – wherever he's at, he's 2 hours from Dallas, so he was thinking about coming through for Dallas Saturday night. So – that was basically what he was calling about. He was just calling about good news.
So, Kelly, now don't you feel stupid?
Oh,
it was nothing
shit.
Bad at all.
Oh,
now, eat
shit.
Your words. Pick
oh,
up that
shit.
Hum.
She
yeah.
remade them.
She was confirming
oh, yeah,
that she
didn't
was
didn't
getting lit.
Anybody.
See?
He basically gave shout outs to the radio. He didn't read no.
Shout
one.
Out to Tom Blumenthal. Hey, Tom.
He definitely was on a good hiatus with laughing, and you know that laugh he got is really funny to me.
Yeah.
He started laughing as soon as he heard my voice and shit.
Yeah.
I haven't spoke to him for over like 2 months probably. So.
Oh shit. To work. Okay, Adi. You ain't got no gossip or no dirt, and that's it?
Who?
Me?
Andre, Jennifer, y'all ain't got no gossip or no dirt?
Oh. They don't call me
that. I try to stay away from that unless it just hits
this
me.
Is like,
it hits me a lot.
This is like good cop. This is like good cop, and this is like
bad
good cops. Good cops and bad cops. You and Jennifer is the good cop, and I'm the bad cop. Well, goddamn, Estee, Adi, what the fuck?
Well, girl, they know where to hit it up.
I have somebody with some bad news, but I don't. You're the bad news gossip. I try to bring it to a halt and clean it up after you throw it out, bitch.
You have tea with your Malibu toast. I have orange juice in mine.
Okay. Well, who was it? Brianna Evisu from Chicago got kicked out of the house of Evisu Sunday morning after the ball at 5 a.m. She was told not to judge any balls or to go out into any balls in Chicago because she makes a scene and everything. And so she was put out the house Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
Who was put out the house?
Brianna Evisu from Chicago. In the morning, after the Rags to Riches ball, she got put out the house because she was told not to be on judges' panels. And so now she's out the house. And they also said to tell the house of Evisu, big ups and congratulations, because the house of Evisu takes no shit with their members. And when they tell a bitch to do something, if the bitch don't do it, they don't have a problem with putting them out. So they said to tell you and your house, Jennifer, big ups.
Oh, thank you.
Brixton.
And on another
well,
note.
Well, Mike Brixton, he Cadillac, son. Go ahead.
Mama, don't take no.
And now on other team is thing, it's back on my plate once again. It was on my plate last week, and it's back on my plate again this week, that the Lord is not taking any mess, and they're definitely cleaning the house. And it was confirmed that little Trey was definitely put out the house of Evisu because he was supposed to be at a ball because Temperance was coming out at the ball, and he was not at the ball. And, you know, he was sent money by house members to make it to the ball and did not come to the ball. So he's out of the house of the Lord. And Pretty's on rocky terms with the house of the Lord. He's thinking about leaving the house of the Lord, or the house of the Lord put him out. It's some tea with him. I don't know, honey. You know. It's always some shit.
Well, Trey, call in. Maybe you can tell us what is going on with that.
Yes. They said it's always a bunch of stuff with the house of the Lord going on and everything. And what else do I have? I got some other tea, but I'm going to save that tea. I'm going to save that tea for a rainy day, because, you know, when the radio show get boring, I'm going to save that tea for, you know, a rainy day, honey. But, and on other note, honey, to my big fat, hold on, let me go, I have to get my IM up, honey, so I can have it right up in front of me. So, for my big fat girlfriend that can't get her own title, Miss Thing, and has to go around and steal other people's title, Miss Thing, to the ballroom radio personality is what she called me. Instead of just being a real bitch about the situation, because you are a big bitch, and it's not like anybody can miss you, Miss Day. You should have just, instead of putting ballroom radio personality about the situation, you should have just picked Kelly, Miss Rahi, because I'm a real bitch, and I'm going to do real motherfucking things about the situation. Hold on, because these fucking dogs is getting on my fucking nerves around here. Hold on, okay.
I'm buying dogs.
Yes, bitch. Hold on.
Well, who is she talking about, Jenny?
Maybe it's your daughter.
Hold on. It's his big son.
Oh.
She's not a daughter. She's a butch queen in drag. She's a son, Miss Thing. Yes, Miss Marco. Like I said, Miss Thing, honey, baby, she's going to talk about that I'm a radio personality, I'm unliked, and all this other stuff on Walk For Me Wednesday, Miss Thing, and I use the radio for status, Miss Thing. I don't need the radio for status, Miss Marco, okay?
I earned my status.
Kelly.
Hello?
Her name is Ivy. She's a trans.
Miss Agar, child. Like I said, Miss Marco, okay? Like I said last night on the show, it started here on the radio. Don't go to any other format and try to read me, okay? It started here on the radio, so come on the radio. You go on QVU all the time and you speak on QVU. You go on any other show that you want to go to and you speak on those shows. It started here, bitch. Don't go to Walk For Me Wednesday and try to fucking read me, bitch. Hold on.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, what's going on?
Well, I guess she must have read something that she must have wrote.
Ooh.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess she must have read something.
No. The fucking dogs is getting on my fucking nerves.
No, we're talking about what you're talking about. You must have read something.
Oh, no. I didn't read anything. No, yeah, I read that on Walk For Me Wednesday. Yeah, she want to walk for me on Wednesday and post it instead. First of all, Kool-Aid didn't deem me motherfucking legend, bitch, okay? And you're not really a motherfucking legend, bitch. You're only a fucking statement. You still have more years to go. You didn't accomplish anything. You didn't do anything. They don't make bitches legends for just having motherfucking balls, bitch. You haven't turned a motherfucking category, bitch. Remember, when you first tried to get your fat, nasty, funky ass and motherfucking drag, bitch, when I used to live downtown in the East motherfucking Village, when me and Jennifer was gonna pitch you in drags, nasty fat bitch, and you couldn't fit none of our motherfucking clothes, bitch, because you was too motherfucking big, bitch. Don't motherfucking come for me, bitch, because I did not send for your nasty motherfucking ass, bitch, okay? You still got a long motherfucking way to go before you come for me. I saved your ass once for my sister Beverly, whooping your motherfucking ass, bitch. Keep it motherfucking cute, bitch. If you got anything to motherfucking say about me, bitch, you come up on this motherfucking show, bitch. Don't go and Walk For Me Wednesday. Stop stealing Alvernia's name, okay? Because Alvernia is the original motherfucking mayor of Philadelphia, bitch. You will never, ever be the motherfucking mayor of Chicago. You're nothing but a big-ass, fat, motherfucking nasty elephant. Now, let's go on with the show. How you doing?
Ooh, after that selection, after that, somebody say amen. What's going on?
Jasmine Couture presents The Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realist for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with the $5,000 grand prize? That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The after-school catfight. Female figure performance for $5,000. No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/ Jasmine's Collection.
Your mini grand prize is Open to All European Runway for $500, Twister versus Sister for $500, Butch Queen Face for $500, Femme Queen versus Big Girl Face for $500, Team Realness for $500, and the other 20 categories that my sister have on her flyers are definitely out and on Walk For Me Wednesday. They're on MySpace. Flyers are definitely circulating, and all those categories are definitely cash. The best dress category is not a team category. It's an individual category. Mr. and Mrs. High School Fashionista. It's two trophies, one for the cash. It's not a team category. Okay.
Fashionista.
Yes. Oh, and also, Pastor, please pass the word on to all, everybody that's listening, to the 64 people in the chat room, for the people that's on the phone line, please pass the word on that the flyer was misprinted and it was forgot to be added, that the Twister versus Sister category, it's a potluck category. It's $20 to enter this category. So it's $500 that my sister's giving out plus $20 for each person that enter this category. It's definitely going to be posted on the MySpace page, and it's going to be corrected on Walk For Me Wednesday, but it's not going to be corrected on the flyer because the flyers are already printed and they're out. But it is definitely $20 to enter the Twister versus Sister category. So pass the word on.
to your girlfriends, honey. So do your research, jocks, and see what it is. Cheerleaders, you already know what it is, honey. So, yes. Wow. Okay? And to the girls in the chat room that said me and Marco is the same size, if y'all listen to the story, y'all listen very clearly, me and Marco is not the same size. Marco couldn't fit me and my big girlfriend, Miss Jennifer's outfit. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Now, but we are definitely here. We are definitely here, and it's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is on your mind? How you doing, callers? Yes. So if you definitely want to hear, you definitely want to come and get your what the fucks out, Mister. Definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and get your what the fucks out. If you know, if you feel that you ain't have your moment to shine last night, bitch, call back in tonight, honey, and let's do it all over again, honey. We got a caller. 410-227, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Go along. How you doing?
What ten-227,
you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Go along. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please. Yes. Honey. 718-342. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Cook.
What? Oh,
cabbage.
I knew she was going. I knew it, honey. Cook.
Cabbage.
Cook, honey. As soon as you hit
cook.
This bitch is on the line, honey. It's the legendary Cabbage Amity.
Mm-hmm. I heard something about cook. How would you like to play it? You got the motherfucking 2 bags of oxtail in there. I can bring it to the Bronx, darling, and help you out with them. Yeah. What's going on, y'all? Hi, Andre. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi, Switchboard. Hi, Kelly. Woo. I don't know what went on last night. Please do not ask me. I was not on the radio station. Continue with the night.
Cabbage, it was a lovely night last night.
Oh, I heard it was many things.
It was many things and scandals and teas and everything, honey. It was hot up in here, honey. I had to turn the air conditioner and the fan on in the bedroom.
So here's one tea I got that I want you to answer for me.
Yes.
What mother is coming for? Who's the mother that's coming from somewhere and bringing all their performance kids to the house of Mizrahi?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl, I don't know, honey. We did spill the tea last night that the Mizrahis, the Milans, the Revlons, the Ivisus, and everybody will be debuting new mothers and new members at Jasmine's Ball. But, you know, I got the name in the list of the girls, Miss Day. But I just put the houses out there because I don't want to spill anybody. You know, I don't want to spoil you with anybody's 5 minutes of glory and fame. When they
okay,
come.
So what was the names? Milans.
The Milans, the Revlons, the Mizrahis, the Extravaganzas, and the Ivisus are all debuting new mothers and fathers and new members of at their house at Jasmine's Ball. But you know, I don't want to. I know the names of the girls that's debuting and switching houses, but I don't want. Nobody did it to me when it was a radio show and I wasn't on the air. Nobody did it to me when I became Mother Mizrahi. So I'm not going to do it to anybody else. I'm just going to wait and we'll talk about it on the 19th.
Half of those houses is not switching mothers. They're lying.
Mm. They're lying. Ooh. Oh, so they just making people mothers that's in the houses.
Exactly.
Mm. Oh, okay. Baby, well, it's definitely going to get hot.
It's not going to get hot, child, please.
I can't wait to the ball, honey. I can't wait to the ball, to see the girls, you know, and who comes out and what they're going to do and everything. What do you think about the girls that's becoming mothers and things? We're not going to mention nobody's name, but do you think that the girls that's becoming mothers and fathers that's going to these houses, because I know you know the tea, bitch, because she's an old queen. Do you think that these people are ready to be mothers and fathers?
Two of them, yes. The other one, no.
Okay. Well, you heard it here from Kim. You want to stay on the line with us? It's Tuesday, okay? Well, Switch will give me another caller. It's the legendary Cabbage and Jennifer Evisa and Kelly Ms. Ryan, the icon herself, Andre, on What the Fuck Tuesday, 862-237. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Okay, I guess not, honey. I guess they ain't got no what the fucks, honey. Let's call a switchboard. It's gonna be some nice tonight, honey. Honey, I want Miss Marco to pick up the phone and call Ed instead of sending her kids to do her work, Miss Dane. Honey, I want her to call in, honey, and definitely pick up the phone. Hold on, who is this calling in? 313-676. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
What the fuck did I miss yesterday on this show? There's so much I missed. This goddess.
Hey, goddess. Oh, goddess.
Hey,
it was
goddess.
Hot. It was hot. And it was a mess, honey.
I'm feeling that from the way you talking about it yesterday. I got to get a recap or something.
Oh, yes, honey. It was just so messy. It was just the girls who were switching houses and the girls was rigging things, and Miss Marco was ain't tell the girls that her principal lived for Vogue Evolution and put up $1,000 to the category after one of her childs was the only person that came out and walked and said grand prize $1,000, honey. She never let nobody knew that it was $1,000. It was just too much.
Too much. Wow.
It was just too much, honey. And then, you know, I read the fuck out of her mistake. And instead of her coming up here voicing her opinion herself, she sent Amori up here to do it for her mistake. And then I shut Amori down real quickly and nicely. And then she went on Walk For Me Wednesday and read the fuck out of me today. So, you know, I had to come back today and read her again. I just want her to, you know, be a bigger woman and call in here herself, Miss Thing. Like, damn, honey, I didn't sit here and read. You know, I was only telling the truth, Miss Thing. I read about what I should be reading about. You know, I was just telling the truth and how I feel about the boys, Miss Thing. It ain't like I sat here and tell how she kicked the children out of hotels when they in different states, Miss Thing, for her to have a piece of dick that she done bought, Miss Thing, and all type of shit. Honey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, put me back in the queue.
Okay, Goddess. We're going to put Goddess back on hold, honey. Next caller, please. Yes, honey. Why did you fall out like that, Cabbage?
Oh.
Oh, my God. You fell out, honey. You fell out, honey. Switch words. Yes.
Oh.
I'm in 434. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes?
I want to know, did y'all find out who that girl was last week? You remember at the end of y'all show, they said, I know who it is?
Oh, the girl that was reading?
Y'all found who it was?
Yeah, I found out who she was.
Oh, that's what I want to know, because this show is a motherfucking hoop.
Yeah, I found out exactly who she was.
That's all I want to know, because this show is off the hook. I'll never miss this show again.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
From Oakland, I'm from Oakland, California. I had to get on this line.
Okay, work Oakland for being in the building.
Work
all
Oakland.
Right, thank you.
Yes. Oakland is definitely in the motherfucking building, honey. Honey. Mm-mm. The girls are just sitting here, honey, and the girls are knowing it. The girls are just sitting here, honey, and the girls don't want to hear. Baby. Well, oh, my God, honey. Well, on other note, honey, well, since we are, I told, you know, I got some Milan tea, too, honey. It's hot, mistake. It's a little struggle going on in the house of Milan, honey. Is that what I hear? Do you know any of my thing about the Milan tea, Cabbage? Cabbage, why did you fall out?
I know nothing.
Yeah, you know, honey. You know, honey. You know, just you know. You know, just like I know, honey. That's why you fell out like that. That was that cat T-shade, honey, laugh.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller, 347-331. You on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Andre. Hi, Jennifer. I was just calling to tell you guys that I love y'all. So this is Yes from Infinity. I moved here like about a year ago, and I just love New York. Shout out to Oakland. Shout out to Dallas. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
What's the E?
Oh, the E. Oof. Well, the T that I get from the mother, that I got from a source, Mister, because you know I don't reveal my sources, honey. And you know, and oof, Miss Thang, that it's a bunch of 007s, Miss Thang, and they used to be Malars, Miss Thang, and they left to become 007s because our ex Miss Rahi became a Milan, so the girls have left. And they're not Milans anymore. I'm not going to spell the name, honey, because I said I'm going to wait and let the girls get their moment to shine when they come out in their new house, Miss Thing, at Jasmine's Ball. So I'm not going to spill the tea about the names, but the Milans have lost some hitters. Ooh. What's tea? Oof.
They always say when one go, there's always another.
Ooh, yes, they do. Ooh. So... it's definitely.
Oh, when one call, something might lose.
Damn it, you is killing me with that motherfucking key cackle, Miss Thang. Cabbage, you can't. Because Cabbage knows all the tea, honey. Cabbage knows the dirt and gets the beat, Miss Thang.
I know to keep my mouth shut, too.
Uh huh.
I know when to keep my mouth shut, too.
Oh, baby, you know, I swear.
With that comes wisdom. I know to keep my mouth shut because I know where it's going to go. So, sweetie. Ooh, it's going to get hot.
Baby, it's definitely. When I tell you, my sister boy is going to be so hot, Miss Thing, bitch. It's the bitch. You're going to have to bring your own motherfucker. You're going to have to bring your own diva fan. You're going to have to bring your own diva fan like Wendy Williams have to the ball, bitch, because that's how hot it's going to be. Bitch, it's definitely going to be hot. It's going to be scandals, and it's going to be gaggers, Miss Thing, and. The girls are definitely gonna be, bitch. You know I'm gonna wait, bitch, because bitch, I'm gonna wait till a bitch come out, Miss Thang, honey, before I start chanting anything, bitch, because I don't want to gag, bitch. You know how you gag, bitch. You come out there and you chanting down for a motherfucking bitch, and they not even in your house no more, bitch. You look stupid, bitch. I'm gonna be sitting right there waiting, bitch. A bitch gotta come and tell me, bitch. Yeah, I'm still in the house, Miss Thang, before I start chanting, bitch, because you ain't gonna have me looking like an asshole. Honey, what y'all think?
Well, girl.
Better safe than sorry.
Yes, better safe than sorry. But, I got an announcement, honey. Beverly Johnson's birthday ball is definitely Thursday night here at the new clubhouse in New York City. The address is 218 East 125th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. Up on the third level, the DJ of the evening is Mike Q. Doors open up at 10:30. It's $5 before 11 and $15 after. 18 to party, 21 to drink. Definitely be there because the categories and the ball is definitely going to be hot. And they said all categories, you must bring a gift for all categories. Ooh. Chill. Yeah. Are you coming out to the clubhouse on Thursday, Cabbage?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yes. The club is going to be the team is saying. I haven't been to the clubhouse in a minute. Oh, yes. I can't wait, bitch. I cannot wait, bitch. I haven't been to the club in a beat, and it's back in Harlem, too, bitch. I'm going to have my SUV come pick me up and take me to the club and bring me back home. And it's going to be 10 cars. Why you say,
Oh, no, because that SUV is the tease.
Yes, ain't the SUV huge and Banshee caught Miss Thang?
She's very, very girl-friendly.
Yes, our driver we had on Friday at the function, Miss Thang, was cute, Miss Thang. He was really cute.
He was making his change.
Yes, he was making his change, honey. He was making his change off the book,
off
honey.
The book.
Baby, yes, honey. He made his change down, honey. He definitely made his change. I can't wait until the ball. Honey, hold on. Let me see, honey. since we got a little light going on, honey, let me give the girls their categories, honey, for the collection board, the regular categories that are all cash. Best Dressed Spectator, open to all footed eyewear, streetwear, big girls best dressed, butch queen sex siren, femme queen perfect tens, butch queen body, all American runway, butch queen up and pumps, old way versus the new way as a team, femme queen versus butch queen up and drags realness, big girls realness, butch realness, thug realness, butch queen thug realness versus trans man realness. Who's the realest, the trans man or the thug? Pretty boy realness, butch queen and drag face, woman's face, virgin walls, virgin face, virgin performance, virgin face, and virgin sex siren, and fag out and hair fear. Yes, fag out and hair fear is now back in the motherfucking fact, honey. I can't wait, Miss Thing. I remember Miss Beverly used to walk that down, Miss Thing, with her McDonald's motherfucking uniform on and her motherfucking visor, honey, and her Banshee Cup bubblegum, Miss Thing, and her just pumping all over the place, bitch.
Mm-mm. Oh, shout out to the mama, Elon, darling.
Oh, who is this? Well, we got somebody on the line. Oh, who is this?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, I'm back.
Who is that?
Just Andre.
No, yeah, when you was gone?
Yeah, I was gone for a second. I was gone because I clicked over to get some tea and lost y'all.
Oh, what's the tea?
I didn't get it. That's the sad part.
Oh, shit. Honey, I thought we had some tea, honey. Baby. Yes, honey. I thought we had some tea going on, honey. Miss Cabbage knows all the tea, honey.
I don't know why you keep saying Miss Cabbage.
Miss Cabbage said he's going to keep his mouth shut. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, too, honey. I'm not going to spill it, honey. I'm just going to wait, honey.
With the little mama tea?
What tea?
Huh?
What tea?
She didn't hear it, Jennifer.
Huh?
She didn't hear it.
What's
that? The little mama's tea?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Is that why everybody's in an uproar?
Yeah, Milan.
Right, darling.
Sweetie. What you said? Jennifer said the Milan's is in uproar because little mama's in the house.
I wanted to know
if
it's confirming or denied that she's in the house and that's why the girls are leaving.
Oh, she's
definitely
piggybacking
off of what you're
saying.
Hold on,
we have a caller.
I don't know what is wrong with Blog Talk. It just knocks you off completely.
Oh, that was you again? You got
Hello?
Kicked off again? I thought you was there. Well, it's definitely confirmed that Little Mama is definitely in Milan. Tony definitely did come out of Jack's Ball and collect her award for her. So what you're saying is, Jennifer,
Hello?
That the uproar for the Milan's is because Little Mama is a Milan, so that's what the uproar is.
I'm piggybacking off of what you said. You said that
I didn't mention any name.
Because I'm saying that is it because the Little Mama joined the house is why the girls are leaving?
Oh, I don't know. We would have to get somebody up here to confirm or deny that, honey. But cause I don't know, honey. I can only go on the name that you put out there.
Oh well, girl, they was putting Kiana's out, so I don't see why the hell. Hey.
Well, honey. Well, put the puzzle together, bitch.
Well, I don't know who left.
Andre, are you still there? Andre keep getting kicked off.
It's some other dead, but I don't know how.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
Maybe Andre getting kicked off. What the fuck is going on with Andre getting kicked off?
That other dirt is a league of its own, darling. Andre needs a new PCS.
MATL01. Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Andre.
And later.
Andre's not with us.
Andre Alltown is doing shows.
Andre Metro is doing shows in Chicago, honey. I don't know what's going on with Andre and his Metro. Baby, we got to get Andre and Metro together.
MATL01. Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please try your call again later.
Andre, get Ray Ray's or Q's phone and call in.
Your T cannot be completed at this time.
MATL01. Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Jennifer.
Huh?
Get this, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Honey, Jennifer has turned 38 today, honey. Happy birthday, Jenny.
38?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
What? What happened?
I was not 38.
And you just said last week a lady does not give out her shoe size and her age.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong problem. With that?
I'm so sorry. Honey, we got to get Andre back up on this phone. Honey.
Jennifer can't be 38.
Hello?
Andre?
Yeah.
What is going on with your phone?
That ain't my phone. Blog Talk was kept hanging up. They was like, thank you for listening to Blog Talk. You know how they carry sometimes.
Oh,
it kept hanging up.
The children hit me up. The children hit me up online, and they gave the very. Didn't he just say last week that Metro works all over the USA? He needs to switch out. He needs to switch to Roman.
I'm not. First of all, I don't have to roam. It ain't Metro. It's Blog Talk, and I am on Metro. And I'm keeping my Metro.
It's your daughter's birthday. It's 12:02.
Who?
Jennifer.
Oh, that's right. It's Jenny's birthday.
Yes.
You're the zodiac, right?
Yes, it's 12 o'clock. It's Jenny's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. So, Jennifer, what are you going to do for your birthday?
What am I what?
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. Je ne sais.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh. You want to have some dinner? We can have some dinner. We can have some Boston Market. Oh, shit.
Listen, I need my red rice.
Boston Market is is fab.
I love Boston Market. That's one of my best restaurants in the world.
Yes, honey. Well, where's the girls at, honey? It's 72 girls in the chat room, honey, that's listening to the show, honey. I don't know how many girls is on the phone line, Miss Thing. What the fuck is What the Fuck Tuesday, Miss Thing? Y'all ain't got no What the Fuck. It was a hot show last night, honey. What the fuck, Miss Thing? Where's the girls at with their What the Fucks? Press 1, honey, and let me know what the fuck is on your mind. What are you thinking about, honey? I know y'all girls have some What the Fucks, Miss Thing, honey. Baby.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Oh, well, switchboard. I got to get switchboard a few minutes.
Thanks, switchboard.
Take something. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes, honey. It went in from my anniversary. It flopped in from Beverly's birthday. It flopped into my anniversary. Flop right into Jennifer's motherfucking birthday, and Jennifer's birthday flops right into the motherfucking clubhouse.
Well, it started from the 27th, because Marquise's was on the 27th.
Well, bitch, it's just a whole motherfucking flop, 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 this day. Word, this whole week is just flowing. Marquise's birthday, Beverly's birthday, my anniversary, Miss Thing.
your birthday, the clubhouse, the globe on Friday mistake, and we flop on to motherfucking Dallas. Burke. Bitch, we are just a, flopping all over the place, honey. Burke, honey. Yes, honey. Ooh, bitch. Hold on. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. You got some tea, Cabin?
No.
Oh. The way you said that, yes. The way you said that, yes, honey, I thought you had some tea or something, honey.
Looking for something, Miss Kelly, but you're not going to find it here, darling.
You know, because I know you
are looking for something, and you know I got it. Somebody must have told you I got it, but baby, you'll never get it.
I know you be having a tea, Miss Thing. You be knowing the dirt, Miss Thing, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So tell me some of it.
That's okay. I want to keep my cup full.
You want to keep your cup full? You don't want to drink a little?
Uh-uh, not a drop.
Why not?
Uh-uh.
I made you a nice cup of coffee, Miss Thing. You got to tell me if it's any good.
No good. Sorry. Take back.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, honey. Baby, I need some dirt, Miss Thing, honey. Miss Thing, I'm tired of always being the bad girl, Miss Thing, honey.
Well, don't try to make me the bad angel.
Huh?
Don't try to make me the bad angel.
Miss Thing, well, you know, I'm going to come up next week, Miss Thing, and I'm not going to spill no gossip or no
girl, that's not in your cream of nature.
Shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had a sneeze.
Oh, baby. I'm going to come next week, and I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to be nice, and I'm not going to say anything or spill no dirt or nothing. I'm just
bullshit.
Going to be, and I'm going to be calm, and I'm going to eat all my tea and stuff.
Bullshit.
I'm going to eat all my coffee by myself.
Nice.
The girls in the chat will say, Cabot, spill it. Spill it.
Lies.
Honey, knock that cup over, Miss Thing. You said it's no good, Miss Thing, so throw it away.
I'm not empowered by the propaganda, and I will not.
You will not be moved.
I will not be moved. I am not empowered by the propaganda, darling.
Oh, my God, I need it. I need it. I need it bad, honey. I need it.
I have a responsibility. I'm a godmother. I have a responsibility.
Oh,
I will
shit.
Do that.
Oh, shit.
Kelly Mizrahi, legendary mother
Mizrahi.
They said in the chat room, buddy, I said I'm not spilling no tea next week. They said in the chat room, they said, well, then stay home.
Oh,
oh shit.
But if you're not going to spill no tea next week, you might as well spill it all this week.
Oh, no. If you're going to come like that, Kelly, stay home. Oh, my God. Why you want me to stay home, honey? But, you know, I don't always want to be the bad cop. I want somebody else to be the bad cop sometime. I'm tired of being the bad cop. Can I be the good cop and just sit around and ask the person, do they want cigarettes or something? You know, honey. Oh shit! They said I play a good. They said I play a good bad cop. Honey, no, we're gonna make Jennifer the bad cop next week. Jennifer's gonna be the bad cop next week.
Impossible. No, I'm gonna be the what?
You're gonna be the bad cop next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna switch. This is what we're gonna do next week. We're gonna switch roles next week. You and Andre is gonna get all the dirt and all the reading, bitch, honey. And
well, they don't
send
that to us. They send that to you.
I know, but I'm going to get all the dirt and all the gossip next week, honey. And I'm going to send it to you and Andre. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to be soft about the situation and be a white woman. And you and Andre are going to do all the bad work this week.
What does soft have to do with white women?
Because I have to be soft with a white woman about the situation. You know, very those bougie cunts, Miss Thing. It's just all about my labels, Miss Thing, and everything. And, you know, me and my little dogs that I carry in my pocketbook about the situation. I'm a very white woman. And Andre and Jennifer.
So you're going to change your name, too, then, right?
Yeah, my name next week. My name next week is going to be Kathy.
Kelly, what? Garcon,
no, My name is going to be Catherine.
Leviticus.
No, my name is going to be Catherine Hall.
Catherine Hall. Hall.
Yes. Catherine Hall from Fifth Avenue. And
Fifth.
I'm going, yes. And Andre and Jennifer is going to be Kelly 1 and 2 next week. And I'm going to be Catherine, the good detective.
Mmm.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Oh,
right.
Why is it bullshit? Why?
Because your real name is Cruella DeVille, and you just live for dirt. But you know what? You just live for dirt.
She's worse than Cruella. We got to find some one of these bitches from back in the day, bitch.
Miranda Priestly.
Right.
Oh, this is the one.
Well, the Miranda was just very stern with her. You got to get like, let me see.
Wendy Williams.
No, Miss Wendy, no, we got to get somebody this thing. What was the man that got his nose broken? Geraldo?
Yeah, Geraldo.
Yeah, because she was spilling all this. Miss Josefina, this Geraldo.
You know what? No, you know what? I need for anybody that's out there, honey, and if you think you could be as shady and catty as me, Miss Thing, right? You think you'd be as shady and catty as I do with the tea in the dirt? Please hit me up on legendarykellymizrahi at yahoo.com. I'm looking for a new shady bitch.
What's that again, Kelly Mizrahi? What? I got
legendarykellymizrahi at yahoo.com.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to text you right now.
Oh, shit. Guys, you know, I have two good cops, and I need another bad cop to be here with me. Right here. Hi, boo. How you doing? Yes. I need two bad cops. I need two bad cops instead, so I can have a bad cop with me.
You're so bad, bitch. You are two cops, bitch.
Right.
She's so big, she's about three cops.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Somebody hit me up. Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo. Hold on. Let me see. We're going to give it a test run, honey. Hold on. Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, honey. And you think you can, you know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do, right? You don't got to be real. It don't got to be real tea, right? We just want, I want callers to call in right now. And if you can be as shady and as catty as I can be, we're looking for a new shady catty.
Ooh, baby.
Feel free to press one at this time, and let's see if you can be real shady and catty, bitch, like I can be, because I'm looking for a new bad cop to be here with me. I need a bad cop, because I already have two good cops. I need another bad cop, bitch, that's going to gossip and read and, you know, and whatever, Miss Thing. So if that's you and you feel you can do it, bitch, call and press one. If you in the chat room, bitch, you can click the talk, and you can come on, and we can see what's going. We have a caller. 57334, you on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind going on? Yes, you on the air. Hello?
They don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, computer.
I'm good.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just got kicked off a line. Hold on. It is rebooting. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Which boy? You can close their phone line because they are phone lines is doing shows. Honey, they ain't answering. Hold on. I think I'm back online right now. Hold on. Am I back? Yeah, okay. I'm back online right now. Okay, switch boy. You can send me another caller if we got another caller, honey. Y'all don't think it's going to work? We going to find somebody? Oh, wait, hold on, switchboard, because my computer is rebooting and everything. Hold on. 87334, you on the... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air? Hold on, because... Hello, you on the air? Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
Y'all system is messed up because I was not supposed to be on the air, but this is Leon. Hi, Jennifer.
This is who?
Hey.
Hey, Jenny.
This is who?
This is Leon.
Hey.
Leon.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, girl, I don't want to be a part of this, so hey, bye.
Oh,
Leon from Boston. That's not that Leon. That's Leon from Boston. Hey, Leon.
Oh.
He said, I would not be moved by this. No, man, I'm out of here.
We got to find a shady, shady 310, excuse me, 310, excuse me, 301, 333. You're on the air.
Oh,
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't do this, but hello, what's going on?
You tell me, what's the tea?
I mean, I have no tea. I'm like, my God.
You like what?
I mean, I like don't know.
You don't know. Do you think you can have you?
Thank
do
you.
Yourself?
Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Cheese bread. Switchboard is shady. Switchboard is shady. On 347-727, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, Kelly? Hey, Kelly. Hey, Andre.
Hey.
This is TZ.
Hi, TZ.
From the BX. I'm just calling and wish my baby to Jennifer a happy birthday. I just want to say happy birthday, and I hope that this be one of the best birthdays she ever had, and then many more.
Oh,
thank you, baby.
And another, what else I want to say? I want to tell Switchboard, I mean, I think that you're doing a very good job with the radio show, and I mean, I'll give you your tens and your tens. And to everybody, have a blessed night, and that's it, I think. And Kelly, tell my little brother,
TV.
I said I miss him, and I love him.
Welcome. Oh, that was Jennifer Hudson.
Shout out
to Cheesy. That was Jennifer Hudson calling in, honey. Hey, yes. Oh. Do you have any other calls to switch for?
Hey, baby.
I got a bitch. I know a bitch, honey. That can be shady and catty just like me, honey. Baby, she just hit me up online, honey. She can be catty and she can be shady, honey. And she's definitely a black bitch, honey, that doesn't give a fuck, bitch. She can definitely be shady and catty, honey. How you doing, girl? Honey, Switchboard, do we have any other callers? Hold on. Oh, somebody just hit me up and they said they got a bitch that don't have a problem.
Work, Nicole. Nicole is listening. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Repeat.
Yes, honey. The topics for any of the girls that want to call in and think that they can be shady and fierce just like me, the topic is whatever you want it to be, honey. Whatever you want it to be, bitch, just so let's see if you get it, honey. We looking. Honey, and somebody said they want to spill some tea on the new mothers out here. Hello, press one, honey. Let's see if you get it, honey. If you get it, bitch, we're going to see, honey. We doing a test one tonight, bitch. What the fuck? Hold on. Oh, 914-776. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yo, what's up, Kelly? Andre, Jennifer, Cabbage. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is Q. What's going on?
Hey, Q.
How are you?
I'm chilling.
Okay. Well, I was just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
Word. Next caller, please. Ain't nobody being shady and catty. 857-334, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Again. Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. One second. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Hi. Good evening. I'm Janelle. And I'm from Boston.
Yes.
I'm in the... I don't know me, I'm Nisi. I'm in the Viamonis. Oh, anyway, hi. I just wanted to know if Laomi was really coming to Boston.
Am I?
On this Saturday for some like Vogue event, or like is it a publicity?
Oh, I don't know. Y'all will have to hit Laomi up on MySpace and find out from Laomi. I don't know. 917-559, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Uh-oh. You.
Hello? 917-559, you're on the air.
Oh, legendary.
Okay, switch for next caller, honey. Please, what the fuck? Nobody can do what I do, damn. Hold on. 410-227, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, what's up?
Yes.
This is Tanil from Baltimore. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Happy birthday, Mommy.
Thank you. Hey, daughter.
On my way to work, I was calling to say happy birthday real fast, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Love you,
too. Well, Tanil, for calling in. That's Jennifer's daughter, honey. Them, the girls are calling in for you, Jenny. 443-801, you're on the air. On What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's going on to everybody? Happy birthday, Jen.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Now, I want to know what the fuck's up with Sandy Dior threatening Tania Dior not to leave the house. And if she was, she was going to beat her.
Andre?
That's not cute, Sandy. Stop the madness. If the girl want to leave the house, let her go.
Threatening who?
One of her kids want to leave the house. If the lady want to leave, just for fun. She has the right to go where she want to go. So, I definitely hit up Sandy and tell her to leave that lady alone.
Okay. 301-333. You're on the line, Oakland.
Oh, this is DC, but
what's going on?
I'm Anissa Rahi. I'm new to the DC chapter. I do drugs. I can't wait for Ms. A Week. I wanted to give a shout out to my new Ms. Rahi family from all over, and I wanted to wish Jennifer a happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's right. Go off, Nizza. I know that's right. Can't wait to see you, Eva, on the 17th, that weekend.
Okay. The girls in the chat room said, do we have any private callers? I guess the private callers is ready to call in and read. Switchboard, do we have any private callers, Switchboard? Oh, no. 347-577, you're on the air. What the Fuck Tuesday? What's on your mind?
What the fuck is up with you spilling the tea?
What?
Ooh.
What the fuck is up with the girls who left the house of Milan?
I'm trying to find somebody else to, you know, to be the bad.
Cabbage, you are the big bag. With happy birthday, Jennifer. You're a Libra.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday. God bless you. I wish you many, many more.
Thank you.
Hi, Switchboard. Hi, Legend Icon.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on? How you feel?
I'm blessed. I'm Holly Favorite.
Kelly. Let's go. Cabbage.
What?
No, what? Y'all big, you know, first of all, Andre's always been, you know, small, timid. Jennifer's very fast with it, but less with her mouth. Now, Cabbage, Kelly, they're not going to get no badder than y'all, other than myself. So, come on, Cabbage, give it.
I have children to consider in the House of Ebony, and if y'all happen to want to put the icons and the Rahi's next on the line, that's up to you. But I have to worry about my children. I can't worry about me just by myself. I got to worry about my kids, and I got babies. So no, you're not gonna get no tea from me.
Okay.
No
tea. So Kelly, what is going on with the mothers and everybody switching roles?
Oh, I'm not gonna. I know the tea and who's switching and becoming mothers and everything in the house, and you know, but I'm not gonna.
I'm not going to bust nobody mother and father T because nobody did it to me, so I want to let them get their 5 minutes of glory and fame. But I know the names, but out of respect for the mothers and fathers, I'm going to just wait until October 17th and let them get their life on the floor.
That's going to be a bad war. Everybody's talking about this war.
Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, do you think you're as bad as me to do the shit that I do? What the fuck?
Yes, I am.
What's up? Go ahead. Let me know.
What's the beat? What you want to know?
You tell me what team you got, bitch. Spill it, bitch.
Oh. Well, girl, why y'all got Cap Malone walking through this realness and everybody know he ain't real?
Who?
Cap Malone.
Oh.
And, girl, why is he on BGC claiming he a versatile type and we all know you a full bottom, honey?
Well, wait a minute. He's a gay man. He's allowed to get fucked and fuck if he wants to.
Well, girl, that's cute and dandy, girl, but nobody's saying you're trying to yak the girls, and, girl, you know you like getting yacked more.
So you saying that he's perpetrating the fraud?
Yes.
Well, what else you got for me, bitch? Spill it, bitch.
He's not real, and he's a bottom.
And he perpetrating the fraud. You forgot that one. So who did he perpetrate the fraud on? Say the name.
Oh, girl. I don't know. Oh, girl, Miss Miles. I'm sure she knows.
Oh, shit.
I'm hanging up.
Okay, I like you. Okay. You are the only one.
Bitch.
Well, girl, I think I wanted the shade and the wreath, girl, so I called him to give it to you.
Okay, well, give me what else you got, bitch. Tell me.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Andre. Hey, Cabbage. Hey, Switchboard. Hey, Nicole.
What else you got? You ain't got no more tea?
Not right now, girl, but if I do, I'll call y'all back. Just put me on hold.
Okay.
You can take 5 minutes and make a couple of phone calls, because that's what a real bad bitch can do. Take 5 minutes, and you can come back.
Okay, next caller, okay. Please. Oh, the girls are calling. This is for you.
It takes 5 minutes, Cabbage, or two.
3 minutes, and her fax machine should be oiled and ready.
Yes. Too many numbers, Switchboard. Say 215-869. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 215-869. You're on the air.
Yeah, what the fuck is up?
Well, you tell me what the fuck is up.
I want to know what the fuck is up with the father, Nala, ex prodigy, Avisu.
Oh,
I knew it. That bitch says I knew it.
Because I don't see the bitch for shit.
Why you don't see him? Hello?
She not even real.
Who's coaching you in the background?
Okay.
He being coached in the background, Jennifer?
Yeah, somebody's
we
coaching
want shady
him.
People. You can't be coached. We need something that come from the inside. No coaching.
Don't coach it on your tea, honey. Have your tea and your facts together, honey. You've got to do like I do. The girl sent it to you on your sidekick. You have to copy and paste it and send it to your email so you can have everything written out in front of you so you can just go word for word. You cannot pause when you is giving gossip or you is giving tea, mister. You can't pause unless you have a state emergency. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Happy birthday, Jennifer. Thank you, sweetie. Oh, happy birthday. I just called to wish you a happy birthday. And why did Tony Malone dig all into Malone asshole like that last night? Oh, gosh. I mean, that's all I gotta say.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you for calling
it. Don't come.
Jennifer, are you having a birthday party?
Huh?
Are you having a birthday party?
Uh-uh.
I heard through the grapevine you was having a birthday party somewhere.
These girls and these voices are kiki. They wonder why did Tony Malone did a hold and Malone ass like that last night. 857312. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
First of all, I want to say happy birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you.
I just want to know what the fuck is going on. Everybody's trying to spell the P around who's my dad and who's father. Just let them get their life.
Who is this?
It's Jessica.
I guess the girls want to let it out.
Say happy birthday once again. You guys are doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thank you. The voices is a key that the girls are calling with, honey. 347-432. You on the air? What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is in your mind?
That's us. That's us. That's y'all.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Nicole. What's up, Jennifer? What's up, Kelly? Happy birthday,
Happy
Jennifer.
Happy birthday.
That's us, father. That's us. You know, well, it's me. Well, it's me, father,
oh.
Sabrina, Kiana, and Shanice.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank
hey,
you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you,
Happy birthday. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing
Jenny,
fine. How
happy
are you
birthday.
Doing?
Happy birthday, Jenny. Your EBC family loves you.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Flowers.
How are you?
Flowers.
Happy birthday,
Shanice. You hear Shanice? Shanice, say, hey, this is Shanice.
Hey, Shani.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Blog Talk Radio is going to crash, mister. We have so many legends on the fucking phone, mister. The switchboard is going crazy, mister. We're going to crash.
Hi, Sabrina. Where's Sabrina at?
Sabrina.
Sabrina's over here to say she left.
No, she's still here. Sabrina.
She probably
still
got it in
the
phone because
I'm
on her phone.
Right.
She might be
pulling that
great
goose.
Oh, boy. Have a drink for me. The goose is loose, yes.
Cocktail.
So what are you ladies doing tonight?
Hello.
There she go.
Hi,
Sabrina.
Wait a minute. Hey, boo, what are
you
doing, bitch? I love you too, girl. You have not called me. You were giving tea.
I was in here, and I was listening to Jennifer, but let me call in. How you been? Are you coming to New York?
I want to come this weekend. I always try to make it up, and then I just always have so much to do.
Hey, Nicole.
Your cocktail. Hey. I said hi to Mr. Wiz, and hi, Shanice. Obviously, you're so long.
Honey, yes, I'm getting ready to hit my cocktail.
Yes.
Work. Have a drink for me, Sabrina.
I'm having a cocktail. I'm going to have a cocktail for all of you guys. So what are you going to do on your birthday besides being on this phone?
I'm going to hang out the weekend.
I hope that you're entertaining. Yes. You know, you can do two things at once. I hope you're entertaining as you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, I'm entertaining my boyfriend. He's here. Well, we live together.
Oh,
so.
Time.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Now, for all the single ladies. Oh, no. Okay. I'm a little mad at this, but we're going to keep that moving. So wait a minute. What was the topic? What did we miss?
It's just what the fuck.
It's What the Fuck Tuesday, and I'm trying to find me a new bad cop, because Andre and Jennifer is the good cop, and they, you know, they don't spill no tea, and, you know, I spill everybody's tea because I don't give a fuck. So I'm trying to find me a new bitch that can spill the tea with me, honey.
Oh, you're trying to find an assignment to your power.
Yes.
She won
that
one.
Well, what is the tea? Well, tell us, what is the current tea? What's the tea, Miss Dean?
Well, the current tea is the Whale of Chicago, Miss Marvel Ebony, set it up for her daughter to win $1,000 and did not post on Welcome Me Wednesday that the principal of her school donated $1,000 to the category so the girls can come out and walk, and didn't tell the girls it's after the category, and she gave her daughter $1,000 because her principal lived for Vogue Evolution. So she set it up for her.
All right.
And the whole House of Milan has left.
Oh,
wait a minute. The House of Milan that left what? Wait a minute. Stop.
wait a minute. The House of Milan in Chicago has left?
No, the T is, I don't know names, and I'm not going to put no names out there. You know, I don't better go spill the name. Nobody's going to bust me in my bed. So, the T is, ex-Miss Rahi has became a Milan, and the power hitters of the power voguing girls of the House of Milan have left the house. I don't know no names. I know names, but I'm not going to spill no names.
No, come on, Kelly, Dad. You better. Oh, my God. But for the girls that don't come out that much.
I'm not going to spill the names, but the House of Revlon has reemerged from the grave, and they debut a new mothers and new fathers.
Well, I'm going to tell that tea. Burn it up. Well, Jose Stiffy Revlon is the new overall father.
Oh.
Rucka Revlon is the new York father.
Wait a minute, say it again. I didn't hear you. Wait a minute, I heard Stiffy.
Now, Stiffy is the Stiffy is the overall father. Rucka is the New York father, and Mariah is officially the New York mother.
All right, Mother Mariah. Y'all know that's my sister. I love her.
And Mariah is very well deserved for Mariah.
And they know, but they said that the House of Revlon is supposed to be debuting a new overall mother also.
They are, but I didn't get that.
So spill it. So spill it.
I didn't get that.
Call the spell.
The House of Extravaganza is debuting their new New York mother and their new overall mother because Carmen's stepping to the side since all the girls have left the House of Extravaganza. That's the other thing.
Oh,
the House of Ivisa, well, since we have two Ivisas on the phone. One of my callers on call in and spilled me some other tea, but I didn't know that. I only knew they was debuting a new mother. But now I also hear that they debuting a new father also. One of the callers on call in and spilled that tea.
Wait a minute, Kiana. So, Kiana, what's the tea?
I'm Kojic.
I'll tell that tea too.
Spell it.
No.
Oh my God. That's what we talk.
Okay, so hold on. Y'all don't want to give no names on that one, so we are waiting to October 17th and see that one. Okay. The House of Miss Rahi is there. I'm gonna spill the tea right now. So none of the girls don't think that anybody took anything from me. The House of Miss Rahi is debuting a new mother for the New York chapter of the House of Miss Rahi. So nobody don't think anybody took something from me. And we also debuting new fathers, but the girls will have to wait for those names.
So
who
you
else
have the
they
mother
said?
Of New York no more?
What you said? No,
catch,
I'm not the...
Catch the teaser.
No, and you spilled
the tea. I'm going to fuck your face up.
I spilled the tea. You know, I spilled the tea because I don't want to know. I only spilled the tea. I'm not going to tell them who's going to be the new mother. But I only spilled the tea so the girls don't think anybody took anything away from me. Nobody didn't take anything away from me. Tempest is overall mother of law. Little Trey got kicked out the House of Allure because Tempest was supposed to be walking. I think they said she was walking this weekend at the Rags and Riches, and the Allure sent Little Trey money to be there, and he paid it, so they kicked him out. Pretty's on the verge of leaving the House of Allure also.
And they want Dejanay out.
Yeah, and they're working on Dejanay. They're working on Dejanay, but Miss Cabot said if Dejanay does not work in
the
House of Allure,
they're kicking her out. Oh,
right. Yeah, you know, but Miss Cabot said she don't have
but
a problem with
taking
her back.
She wants to be a Balenciaga anyway.
Hold on. What else was it? Who else was it? Let me see.
Well,
yeah.
Who's the new
you
mother?
Wait. Shout out to Marquise. He's texting me. Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Who's the new mother and father of the House of Prodigy?
That's some tea. We gotta work. It's a new mother of the House of Prodigy.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
Girls are having a tea party. Why are the girls having a tea party online?
How did Cabbage just come out of nowhere? Thank you, James. Thank you.
Oh, Cabbage is on the line, y'all.
Hey, Cabbage.
All right.
Hi.
All right. Hello.
I do know the name of the Prodigy one that slipped by my radar. You know me and the Prodigy don't get along, so that slipped by my radar. But I do have the names of all those other mothers and fathers that's going to be debuting, but I guess y'all girls going to have to wait.
Well, okay, Kelly, let's do this. Kelly, do this. Do this. What categories do they walk?
Classic.
Classic.
James, you can even do one better. What are the legendary for?
Wait a minute, Cabbage, or if they are legendary.
There it is. The trick of it is, what are they legendary for? They're becoming mothers, but what are they legendary for?
So, Kelly, we're gonna throw a house at you, Kelly. So, extravaganza.
I can't spell the T. It's under my contract.
Well, it's Jennifer's birthday. This will be her gift to her.
Yeah. Ooh,
Jennifer's body, darling.
Jennifer's body.
Oh, my God. My cocktail is getting to me.
Go on. Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, y'all can hear that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
Wish I need.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Okay, Shawnice, hey, what's up? You don't have to be quiet.
I'm just sitting back sipping on my cocktail.
All right,
everybody got a cocktail.
On a Monday night.
I got to go get me one, too, then.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, Sabrina.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Oh!
It's actually Wednesday.
I want to say happy...
Go ahead.
I didn't get a chance to say happy birthday to Selvin.
Yes, happy birthday, Selvin.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to take another sip of this cocktail and do a Marilyn Monroe rendition.
I'm going to get me a cigarette.
Okay.
I'm going to have to pitch y'all back on hold because we have a whole bunch of other callers, and they might drop some more tea. So if they drop some tea and they don't give the name, y'all can press 1 and come back on because maybe y'all know the name because I can't give no names out underneath my contract until October 19th after the ball is over. Okay, hello. 215-554. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
This is Stuart.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Stuart. I want to hear what the fuck that man Kelly had to say about me concerning Miss D.
Listen. You're not going to come up here and call me no motherfucking man, okay, bitch? That's what we're not going to motherfucking do, bitch, okay? Next caller, please. When you call this motherfucking radio show, bitch, you have some motherfucking respect for me when you call this motherfucking show, bitch. Don't motherfucking disrespect me, bitch. Get a motherfucking bump. 614-556, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
I don't have no tea. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Jennifer. Say hello to everybody on the line. And I just wanted to say, how you doing?
How you doing? Right. Thank you, baby. How you doing?
Thank you for calling in. Next caller, please. Honey. Oh. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
I have a comment. What's up with all them damn Midwest Augas having with each other? And what the hell did Erica New Mother of Mazda have on at the racks? How you doing?
Oh, shit. I love that how you do it, bitch.
That's how you do it, Stern.
Yes, how you do it, Mistake, bitch. I love the way she spilled her tea, Mistake, and get the way. How you do it? Andre, are you there, Andre?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, because the girls is going to be up asking me, where's Andre?
I'm just listening to everything, gagging, bitch.
Why are you gagging?
First of all, it's cringy. Miss Stewart sounds her way on this phone, bitch. So, you know, she'll be hitting me up in a minute. This.
Cabot.
Okay, hold on. 215-554. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 215-554. You're on the air. Stuart, you're back. I guess you don't want to speak switchboard.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's the tea?
Well, who's this?
Cabbage.
Oh, I keep forgetting that voice is so hot, Miss Day.
Definitely. Superbly. Indeed.
Enter your password.
Or if you've entered the wrong mailbox number.
Hello, Stuart, are you there?
Please enter your password. Or
what password?
I don't know.
Well, we should enter the number, bitch, so we could see and we could have got the answer machine, mister. You know, you probably get juicy messages on the girl's answer machine. Oh. They said, hold on, switchboard. I'm going to go to that number. They said the new overall mother of the House of Revlon, they know. Oh, well, hold on. They didn't give me a name, switchboard. Hold on. They just said she walks runaway. Hold on. 516-567. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Dexter.
Who this?
Dexter.
What's that number?
I will fuck Cabbage up. Bitch, I said a number and Cabbage said a name before, bitch, any day. Thank you, Dexter, for just listening. Oh, my God. Cabbage, you is a kid. Cabbage, you know numbers?
Quite so.
Honey, next caller, please. Bitch, when I tell you it's so hot, I'm so hot right now in my room. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
What's that?
Private caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Happy birthday.
Private caller?
What's your name, baby love? Happy birthday.
Yeah.
What's up, private caller?
Baby love. They always say baby for baby.
Okay, thank you, private caller, for calling in.
Oh.
Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Wow, everything. Hey, so, Kelly.
Well, spill it. What's on your mind? You said everything.
Oh, Kelly, everything, girl. I got some teeth, girl.
Hello?
Yes, we listening.
Oh, girl. Anyway, girl, listen to the Rahi girl. She came down to South Carolina. She's a big one, girl. She never walked the ball. I see her life. And, girl, she processed a prodigy, girl. What's going on with that?
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
Girl, South Carolina.
I wasn't in South Carolina, so I don't know.
I was there. That's why I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, bitch, what was the name? You just got houses and shit. Bitch, you got to have a bitch name when you read it. Okay, next caller, please. Okay, 347-564. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Okay, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
All right, I got some tea about the House of Milan.
Well, go ahead.
All right, well, the ex Mizza, the little Vogue femme, the one they call Little Ricky. You know, I don't want to give names, but, you know, I heard the girls left the house because of her being got in it. Like your daughter?
Okay.
All right, so why would they leave? Because little mama got into the House of Milan.
I don't know. You said you got the tea, bitch, so I'm waiting for you to spill the tea. You already said...
Because they don't see it?
I don't know. I don't even know who left the house. You said you had the tea. I'm waiting for you to finish
her
the
daughter,
tea.
Her daughter, if somebody leaves the house, but somebody's doing the house, it's only 2 reason they can leave. They don't see it, or they just feel like they're a shit starter, one or the other.
Okay. Stuart, you're back. Hello, Stuart. Miss Thang, these girls in these half teas, Miss Thang, they only feed it off to what Philippa just said, bitch. I need the whole tea, Miss Thang. 516-567. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, Dex?
I'm calling to say happy birthday to Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Dexter.
Dexter, say happy birthday to Jennifer.
Huh?
Kelly. Yes.
Be good, Kelly, please.
I'm going to be good, honey. I'm trying to be nice. I really do. I really try. I'm going to try to be nice.
I don't want you and Stuart going at it.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice just for Dexter. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice just for Groveland, Dexter. I'm going to be nice for Groovyland. I'm going to groove with the flow just for Groovyland.
Hey, yeah. Grandma Kelly.
Yes.
Love the apple crisp.
Ooh, there's the apple grass, honey. Remember walking up the motherfucking hill to the motherfucking mass tour, bitch. 44 D's.
Get off.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Me and Dexter go way back because nobody don't know. Well, private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes?
I'm back.
Okay, you back. What's up?
Okay, so I already got on tap my line about not being real. Okay, so what's with the film queens on the motherfucking transity.com? And they want to be real women, but they all got these, like, 10-inch dicks out.
Oh! Oh.
Girl, Miss London Allure, girl, Miss motherfucking Deja, Miss Janice, girl. I don't understand why they all holding their meat on the site, but they want to be real women in real life.
Oh, no. You got any more tea?
No, girl, I'm going to go back, but how you do it?
Oh, so fuck out of here. Bitch, did you catch that? She just switched that voice up for that how you doing? Okay, let's call the switchboard. Oh, my God, the girls are key tonight, honey. I'm really getting my life. Oh, hold on while I wait for switchboard to send me the next number, honey. They gave the very... The Mario Prodigy, Antoine Agha, and Tiana Milan was about to knock out Brianna Xevisu Sunday at the mini ball in Chicago. I hear they was going to beat her because the schoolboy child.
Wait.
Are y'all still there with me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Baby, it's a lot. Bitch, the show is a mess. Switchboard, oh, private caller, you're on the air. What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello.
Yes.
I want to know why that caller on that side looking at the bone and penis in their hand.
Nobody can hear nothing you say. Baby, you need to switch that voice, Miss Thing. Try to get a better voice because that voice was just not working.
Yeah.
He wasn't buying it. That voice, bitch, sounded like you was
that
900
was
pounds.
Paul Bellis.
The voice sounded like you was 900 pounds, Miss Thing, bitch, and you was snuffing down some hot dogs while you was trying to talk. Miss Thing. Bitch, that sounded nasty. Okay, let's go back to Nicole and James. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Nicole?
Hey.
Yes.
Father Icon. Father?
Father, are you back?
Yes,
hello?
Hello? Father, y'all there? If
Father,
you're
back?
Yes, we're here, Nicole.
Because the whole world can hear y'all.
Bring Stuart back.
Didn't see the
ass
and
hear
what I
said. Bring Stuart back.
Every time we go to his number, he's not saying anything.
I know. He was getting ready to the right.
So what's up?
Maybe, I don't know. I just know.
Kiana?
I'm here.
Kiana, how are you enjoying your lovely world's first edition as mother?
I'm fine. It doesn't really change one thing. Once you're a mother, you're a mother. That's how I feel. Just a bigger, a lot of more responsibilities, but I like it.
So you're actually the overall mother?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Overall. That gave Barbara Walters Miss Thing.
Hold on, y'all. Private caller, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air?
Yeah, I got some tea. What the fuck is up with Deetra Mezrahi out in Oakland, walking around looking like a dried up pickle trying to walk between face? Another thing, what the fuck is up with Mother Leilani Khan becoming mother of the House of Khan, just came into the ballroom scene last year and not only walked two balls? And what the fuck is up with these dusty ass little Vogue fams getting stranded in Indianapolis and things like that? That's all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Shit,
okay.
Bitch.
She got straight to the point.
She was one of the first bitches that came on, Miss Thang, that gave me very Kelly. She got straight to the point, Miss Thang. All her tea was on point, Miss Thang, and it was back to back, back to back, back to back. Not pausing.
Right.
Yeah. I live for her, Miss Thang. Hit me up, Miss Thang. Hit me up on LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, Miss Thang. I might can use you for my West Coast tea, honey.
We love you, baby Bosh.
Yeah.
But remember that, Jennifer? We love you, Ricky.
Bye.
That made me sound like you, Beast.
You are Eve.
Eve.
Oh, y'all, I remember that, Miss Thang.
You
are Eve, Miss Thang, honey.
It was the way you said it. It wasn't like you Beast. It was you, Beast. It was so,
The Nobody bow. Said it like rest in peace, Danielle said it though. Oh my God, Danielle would eat that up.
Nicole.
What?
Do you remember the Grand Concourse? I don't know. To say it was audio, but I didn't know it was audio, so I used to say, I don't know.
You're still saying it wrong. It was audio. And this, I don't know.
Oh,
my God.
And
pussy
from the
fries,
right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I can wait
to see
you,
bro.
Hello?
Are you ordering? Yes. Yes.
Okay, mama.
She better do that, man. She better get them fries.
Okay, and that grilled cheese. I love grilled cheese.
Yes. I'm a fuck you up for loving grilled cheese, man.
Kelly, Ronaldo's still in Milan, right?
Yeah.
Because who's one of the heavy punchers?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
And she's the mother, so, baby.
Oh, shit. I don't know no names. I don't know no names.
I don't know.
Cabbage?
Oh, God, I don't know.
No, I didn't want you to know. I wanted you to laugh.
Oh, I don't know.
Andre, what are you doing? Are you going back and forth through your phone?
Yep, something like that. What is
okay. Because you're quiet. You ordered.
Wait, hold on. Breaking tea that just got IM'd into me, honey. They gave the very Hakeem at LaCroix has been sleeping with Mike Balenciaga to become a Balenciaga. This is confirmed tea from a Balenciaga.
Oh, no. I thought he was already a Balenciaga.
You know, he's a Balenciaga, but he was sleeping with Mike before that to become a Balenciaga, and they said this is confirmed tea, honey. Hold on. 215-554.
Uh-oh.
You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 215-554, you on the air.
Hi, Rebecca Stewart.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to hear what you got there put and said about me concerning Miss Deedee.
Excuse me? I was only spilling the tea that was IM'd into me.
Okay, whatever tea you were spilling, obviously you need to spill tea that is correct and tea that you know of. Don't go put out tea that you don't know nothing about.
I only spill the tea that comes to me. I don't have time to confirm it.
But if you're so sad that you claim that you are.
I don't have time.
You have time for what? You have time to give out people business, but you don't have time for.
we're not going to sit here. We're not going to sit here.
No, sweetie, you put my name in your mouth.
Listen,
you put my name in your mouth, young man. Young man, you put my name out of your mouth, young man.
I can be a young man. I like all of that.
That's what you are. I mean, that's what I call the young man. Regardless of that. I don't want you to be nice. You don't have to be fucking nice to me. Okay? First of all, you sit there. Number one, you're nobody's motherfucking legend of anything. Are you a legend of what? What the fuck you want? What have you done? You get on here, you want to read everybody. What have you done? Before you read somebody, you need to look at yourself. You need to check yourself, Kelly, because there's nothing fabulous about you at all. At all.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. Okay,
well,
you just said
so fucking
you
finish,
and I'll finish. Okay? No, let me hear what you got to fucking say since you're going to be so fucking fabulous. Since you're the legendary attorney. Let me hear what you got to say.
No, go ahead, finish. Are you finished?
No. I want to hear what the legendary Kelly has to say.
Okay, let me tell you one thing, okay? Outside of
I let you talk.
Now you let me talk.
Okay. No, I'm letting you talk, sir.
I can be every sir. I give two fucks about a motherfucking legendary motherfucking status. I let you talk, and then you're going to let me talk, or I'm going to mute your motherfucking ass. Okay?
You motherfucking man.
Okay?
Fuck you.
I'm going to mute your ass, okay?
You
Oh, baby, you see, this is what we're not going to go through. We're not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to go back and forth with you, Miss Day. What is it?
Excuse me?
Let's interview you today since I'm a worthless faggot and the only thing I'm good for is to be a motherfucking corpse in a coffin. Let's interview the icon, the coke sniffer himself.
Babe, you can't interview me because I don't talk to not. So
no,
yes, it's about him.
Baby,
who the
no,
you.
But I'm a not bitch. But you called in here to our motherfucking radio show, bitch. But I'm the motherfucking not bitch.
I was going to play with your motherfucking faggot ass because you're the fucking liar to the
bitch.
I want you to discuss a beauty by this beauty with you.
Why
don't discuss a beauty with you?
You called in here, Stuart. You called in here, Stuart.
Honey, I'm saying you need to set the record straight
because
you're just a fucking liar. I told you not to tell
you
anything about this beauty. I told you nothing about this beauty. Nothing. Okay? You can get a fucking radio and talk about, I'll discuss something with you. I never fucking told you anything. I don't even fucking speak to your fucking ass. Okay?
You
don't know what I'll be telling you about anybody. Anything, you should be working for the $7,500 since you're so lovely.
Baby,
okay?
I don't
you
need
only
to
walk with a little girl. You have only walked bars when no one else has walked. Okay? You have not walked over anybody worthwhile. But you can't tell me nothing. What you want to tell me? I've been in the ballroom for 25 years. You can't tell me nothing about no fucking balls. Okay? They have stepped in there, lied, and put you up on a stage. You think you can go. How are you going to read people that you have never even won over?
And Stuart, and
how you gonna read the kids and you never did a fucking watch?
And Stuart, and you've been in the ball for 25 motherfucking years, bitch. And what the fuck have you accomplished in this motherfucking ball for
yeah.
me? And 25 motherfucking years, but being a motherfucking icon, bitch, and putting motherfucking drugs in your motherfucking system. You nasty motherfucking faggot. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I've been working every fucking day, you fucking freak. I've been working every day, you motherfucking
monster.
You fucking monster.
Motherfucking face, you nasty ass motherfucking bitch. No, the only one thing, bitch, with all that silicone you got in your motherfucking face, you nasty bitch. You got
to
stay on your silicone.
And bitch, you need to put some of yours, you fucking raw. And you need to put some of yours.
Thank you. Baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Another legendary day for the fucking radio station.
That's
you know
iconic.
What? This fucking shit is a BG, bitch.
Hello.
Hello.
Bitch.
Y'all
oh
both are going in for blood. Yes,
oh, my God.
But you gotta say welcome to the radio station icon Stuart because I think that was his first time ever on this radio station.
Yes.
And that was a way to come in, okay?
Bitch, oh my God, honey. Baby, the bang, honey.
Yes, and then they wonder why everyone wants to listen. They wonder why people go to sleep with the phone on. They wonder why people wake up, go to archives. This is why. You never know what's going to happen the next day.
And mind you, I was just about to tell James and the ladies to say goodnight to everybody, and Switchboard hit me up and said Stuart was back. We was about to close out the show less than 8 minutes ago. We was about to close out the show. And, baby, girl, we are here, honey. We got extra time. Thank you. Happy anniversary, baby. I need to take a bump tonight, Miss Day.
Bitch.
Honey.
I'm funny. Are you a whore, bitch? Because y'all both were some funny characters, bitch.
Mind you, I put the phone on speakerphone, bitch, and I'm sitting here puffing on my cigarette, and I am just laughing and kikiing down on these. Oh my God! Baby, you never know what to expect on this show, Expect the unexpected, bitch. That's what we gonna call. Bitch, it's just like Tenza Chops is just like Big Brother. The slogan on Big Brother is expect the unexpected, because bitch, you never know what you're gonna expect when you call in here at 11 o'clock. 510-434. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
I'm curious.
510-434, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you know, click me back in. I wasn't trying to get back on the air.
Oh, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Okay, they're going. Okay. Jennifer?
Yes?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm enjoying my B-Day. Hello.
That was a present for you to come in on your V-Day.
Present.
Hold on, hold on. We have a caller. 323-810. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello, everybody. I want to say happy birthday, Jennifer.
Hey, who's this?
And I also want to say, all y'all girls, y'all shouldn't be getting bothered. If you're bothered, that means the tea is right. For you to go up here and be screaming and hollering and going back and forth, that means any tea that's been spilled is right.
Ooh,
thank you.
Thank you, caller, for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Baby. Bird. 917-693. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hi, Kelly. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Andre, I just want to comment the last first of all, I want to say, y'all made a comment. I'm, like, half asleep, but I'm listening. But I have to honestly say, Kelly and Stuart, y'all are icons and legends, and not setting no examples for the young ones who think they can read, because all they're doing is taking notes, and they try to do the same thing, and it's not cute. Number two, the last caller said that when someone calls and wants to argue, it doesn't always mean that the tea is right. Sometimes people have to get to defend themselves because maybe it's not true tea. So you want to come up there and say how you feel or say what the real deal is. So just because the person calls and want to argue doesn't mean that the tea is true. That's not true. Can y'all comment on that, please?
Baby, when I feel that when tea is put out there, the tea is not real. If the tea is real, or it's something to the T, the girls is going to call in and they're going to defend themselves because they want to figure out exactly where the T came from. But bitches have said plenty things about me all the time on Tom's show or Work For Me Wednesday, and I have never once went up there to rebuttal anything anybody said because I knew that it was not motherfucking true. When it's some type of truth to it, yes, I want to come up and see where exactly did it come from. 443-851, you're on the air. What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
I want to talk about the Collins, and I thought that Selvin was the mother of the Collins and said he was going to make a change in the house, but down in Baltimore, Collins are still out knocking, so which one is it? Is it going to be that they're going to be loving, or are they going to be naughty queens? How y'all doing?
Okay, thank you for calling in. Next caller. Bitch. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
Yeah, I got some tea.
Okay, spill it.
Yeah, I'm calling about ex Roxy Prodigy.
Yes.
Now mother Ibisu of Atlanta.
Okay. Is that it? You got more?
That's it.
Okay. Okay, next caller, please. The girl is spilling dessert, Miss Tang. Yes.
Girl, that is full of tea.
267-773, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Baby, this is the legendary Mother Knows. I logged off at... Wait a minute. I logged off, right? Let me tell you something. This show is a guilty pleasure. It's a show that you say, I'm not listening to this shit, and you end up listening to it. So that's real talk. But let me tell you, I logged off, And then I get a phone call that James and Sabrina and Kiana's on, and I get to the computer. I hear you and Stuart. Listen, keep the mess up. I fucking love it. Happy birthday, Jenny. You know mine is on Friday. I love you, Andre,
yes,
and Kelly.
You
fucking rock. You for president, bitch.
Thank you.
Go off, Mother Knows.
Yes, Mother Knows. Miss Beverly is about to call in. She just called my cell phone. I can't pick up the phone. So I know Beverly will be calling in really soon, honey. Baby. Oh. Okay. Next caller, please. Dexter. Dex, you're back.
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Dex is just listening. Oh, my God.
Where's Cabbage?
Where's Cabbage at? What happened to Cabbage? Baby.
Hello?
Well, girl, you're going to... I need that laugh occasionally.
Mother E. Roxy Prodigy is now Mother E. V. Soon as Jennifer. You were sitting on that one?
I don't know anything about anything.
Lies and propaganda. Lies and propaganda.
I'm for real.
But it's a good... I mean, she's back with Deshaun.
Oh?
Remember, they were latex together.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I really don't, honestly.
Sure. They call you before they call anybody else.
Some shit.
Baby. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Baby, we're going to have a nice and quiet and peaceful show tomorrow, honey.
Tomorrow's no show.
I doubt it.
Oh, tomorrow is.
I doubt
it
too.
Why
you? Oh, it's still one more day.
I thought tomorrow was Thursday. Oh.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yes, that's my song. I got a feeling.
Cabbage, could you bring my cake to the club on Thursday?
Yes, I can, honey.
Thank you.
I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night. I got a feeling. Yes. Honey, I love that song. That is my song, honey. That is my song, honey. I love that song, honey. Ever since I seen Miss Oprah give over 3,000 people motherfucking the touch phone from T-Mobile, honey, on her show.
Back right on.
Baby, Miss Oprah, man, when I tell you Miss Oprah turns her shit out, bitch, when I tell you, bitch, I'm going to Miss, I need to go to her favorite things to remember. Miss Oprah be turning shit out.
Oprah don't play.
Miss Oprah doesn't play, Miss Saint. She does not play with giving away. She just gives away everything, cars and all types of shit.
Oprah said she wanted Barack for president, and he is president.
Miss Thing, she gives away gifts down, Miss Thing. Down. Honey, if anybody else is on the phone line, honey, we still got 15 minutes left before we wrap this motherfucking shit up. Feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and come on and tell me the tea, bitch. What's going on, honey? Bitch, it was a motherfucking, 917-693. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, Kelly, what the fuck happened to Chip Chanel? He was hospitalized last week. What happened? You never got back to us on that.
Oh, I don't know what happened. They just told me for everybody just to pray for him because he was in the hospital. I don't know. So if anybody knows if Chip is out the hospital, if he's doing all right, can y'all please IM me so I can let the callers know because they said he was in the hospital for us to pray for him. So can somebody please let me know exactly if Chip is all right or how he's doing.
Yes,
and as soon as I find out, caller, I'll let you know.
I love your show. I think it was something minor, though, because I'll be speaking to him on the phone. We texted each other a lot, and he'd be practicing, so he probably fucked his leg up or something like that, because I remember the day they said he went to the hospital. And I was speaking to him that earlier when he was practicing, so he might have sprung his leg or did something with his leg.
215-238, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
You are a key.
Oh, thank you.
Booth in, yes.
Thank you. I just try to give the audience exactly what they want. But I'm really a nice and down-to-earth person. I really do have a big heart, and I really do care about everybody.
That answer is...
Cabbage.
Can we
the laugh.
Get another hour? Can we get another hour?
Oh, no, we can't get another hour, Arnie.
Do it.
Can we can't get another hour
to tear the show down. They're already carrying that.
Baby, we can't get another hour. We got ten minutes left, and then the show is going to be over.
I know that voice.
It's tomorrow, okay?
47283, Tyreek, you're on the air.
Oh. What's up? Happy anniversary, Kelly. Happy birthday, Jenny. Andre, what's up? Cabbage, what happened to my cake?
You didn't call me.
I did call you, and you didn't pick up.
You was inconsistent. You see, I'm consistent.
Business, Jennifer. About Chip. He passed out because he was overworked, and he was dancing, and his class was hot. He wasn't hospitalized for nothing major. He just passed out from being overworked.
Dehydration.
And from
you
had
something to do with
dehydration.
That, because he was talking to me a lot on the phone about practicing and this and that. So.
Yeah,
when you dance like that, you got to make sure that you always drink a lot of water.
He was dancing, and the studio was hot, and then he went to school, and it was hot in there. So
well, I'll be right back, y'all, because that is Stuart calling me right now.
Oh, and Tyreek, and how's the boyfriend?
Cabbage, where's my cake?
Okay,
did you
have a boyfriend? Oh,
my,
Cabbage,
where's
why
my,
did you
Cabbage,
pay him
you
all the week while he was...
Cabbage, where's my cake?
Oh.
Hold on, 215-238, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yeah, I meant to say happy birthday to Jenny, too. My bad.
Oh, thank you.
I know who that is.
I do
who
too.
Is that, Cabbage?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You don't know who this is.
Yeah, I know who it is.
What's my name?
Yeah, okay. I know who it is.
What's my name?
It starts with a J.
Nope.
Yes, it does.
His name starts with an R.
No, it starts with a C.
It
starts with a C.
A D?
A C.
A C.
A C.
Yeah.
And a 215 area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well...
Thank you for calling in, caller.
Yeah.
Okay. 347-432. Oh. You're on the air. What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
I'm back with the ladies.
Ladies! It's ladies' night, but it must be father on the mic.
Baby. So did y'all get the beat?
Wow. Yes, well, we was on the phone the whole time. I accidentally hit the end button after the end of the classic read. I haven't heard a read like that in like years. Bitch, when I say that
flowers?
Was so classic, it was flowers for the ladies.
That
the
was
dope. You know, Stuart is my mother. Y'all was read.
That was summer 1996 on the pier.
That was 1989 on Washington Square Park.
Nicole, are you there?
I'm barely standing, but I'm here. This Kelly girl. Now,
again.
And that is for the now. When I hit you and I told you there would never be, there's not bitches like that that can do that or would do that and can sit back and know how to say that thing. You got to be like a Cabbage or Jane. You got to be really classic because Stewie was saying classic things. And you were kind of like, y'all are going.
Let me tell you something. Y'all went in. On that read, y'all was. I haven't seen Queens read like that since Washington Square Park. When Miss Cabbage would be standing on motherfucking Fulton Street, and a girl would come up the motherfucking
up the escalator.
How Miss Cabbage would walk up to the bitch and give her all types of lines and dare the bitch to say something. And if the child said something, it was a classic read. And it was like, y'all was going in on each other. And it was like, we was on the line, mind you, because you had pulled us in, Kelly. We were so quiet. We was like,
could have had ratchet on cotton.
No, it was a really, really quiet situation. Really, really quiet.
It was only for y'all two to speak. It was classic.
It was classic.
But I just I don't like reading like that, honey. I'm feeling
Cabbage.
Yes, you do.
You know what it is. You know what it basically boils down to. Everybody really think that I'm a new girl that just came and stepped out on the scene like about 7 years ago. I've been out since the early 90s, mistake. I was just a little butch queen that used to be gagging at all
little?
The shit was going
on.
Little?
Oh, little? Oh, I don't
shit.
Think you was ever little.
Well, I was a pleasingly plump bush queen that used to be gagging at all the things that was going on, honey. And see, a lot of the girls don't remember me from trying to walk big boys' face and Vogue Femme and runway and things from back in the day. The girls only remember me when I threw that wig on my head and I became Mother U-Haul, and that was in the 2000s mistake, but they don't remember when I was trying to walk all those.
No, I remember when you were the bush queen.
You remember when we don't want you to give your story.
When Miss Lorenzo launched her welfare card.
And we know we
don't
remember. So you all took it.
And they bust each other's eyes and fought for 5 hours on 14 feet of the broad daylight.
Andre, you remember that, Kelly? I mean, for 5 hours.
Andre, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Baby, I think we might be here until 2 o'clock because Switchboard said it's so many callers.
It was classic. It was just classic.
I gotta say the classic
you know what, Cabbage Father, Andre, and this is what and not, I'm excluding Jennifer and Kelly B and myself and Sabrina and all the other, because let me tell you something. I figured this out, but when Stuart kept saying that, Father, it was a lot of butch queens, when they read us, they do that man thing and that thing. So we give, oh, that's nothing, Barbara. You can't give that. We know that it's a man. But Hey, be careful,
Do you know how you say it?
Okay, bitch, you need to step
lightly,
Nicole, bitch.
Nicole,
motherfucking bomb doll in that grass, darling.
Nicole, I understand where you're coming from.
Thread.
Leave that. Yeah, flowers.
What are you talking about? I'm making a point. Wait a minute. No, stop.
I got your point.
What's the point I'm trying to make, Barbara, then?
But, you know, butch queens.
No, what's the point I'm trying to make?
Because
you
say
you're
trying to tell you. Ain't nobody make you feel like a man until that bitch called you the man like that. That's the point that she's trying to make, period. Okay?
Right.
Okay?
Okay?
It gave to it. Ooh, shut it down. Thank y'all.
I was scared.
That mean is with anybody that says it, but certain people, like them old queens, can say it, and you really try to, like, oh, please, like, you know, and it doesn't work.
But when it comes from the top, that's not no regular queen, darling.
No.
Evans Kelly, you know what? I haven't heard two people go at it like that in so long. When I say, you know, y'all really jipped that up.
But I just wanna let the girls know whatever happens on the radio, it stays on the radio, honey.
Oh, okay, please give a disclaimer.
You have to put this is getting ready to get my sorority role, bitch.
With everybody on here.
You have to put the disclaimer out there. I just wanna let the girls know whatever reads and stuff happens on the radio, it stays on the radio. If we wanna read, we can read after the function is over. Please do not come to anybody's functions messing up anybody's functions. If you want to give the girls a live show, we can give the girls a live show after the functions is over. But during the time of the functions, we're not going to give any shows at any one function.
Good damage control, Miss Kelly. It's over. You
Alex,
are
excellent.
Woman.
Alex, excellent.
Excellent. After being called a man 45 times.
Jennifer, that's like Daniel sitting on the
panel and saying, ooh, she eats, and you
feel
it. She said,
that's not me.
That is not me.
I haven't heard a read since the young red Khadidra at 28th Street, that clubhouse. Me and Cabbage were standing on the steps of the Cabbage, and I was like, Cabbage, move. She said, no, Miss Daniela can handle herself. She's a girl from Coney Island. And as soon as she said that, Cabbage was falling on top of me. We was falling backwards down the steps because Miss Daniela swung. And she got nothing on the street and called Khadidra everything under the sun. It was
you
like,
motherfucking nigga, you boy, you hard copy, you fierce darling. You have nerve to think it was a walk face. And Miss Khadidra had a red lace dress. And they got red. Khadidra touched the skin. Miss Danielle went, darling.
Miss Danielle cleared that panel. She
cleared
that.
The whole panel.
Yes, she did.
Because with that motherfucking Tony knife that she had, Mama was saying no game.
But the night she had Miss Keisha up against the clubhouse, though, with her ponytail down the block.
Wait, was that the same time Lottie Pop and all of them was out there fighting?
Yeah.
All you saw was Keisha's face in the window of the plastic of the door, like,
the house of Milan on by herself. I was tagging.
Oh, Miss Kim, Miss Kim.
Nicole and Jennifer, do y'all remember this night, the red skinny jeans, Miss Thing, with the white top, Miss Thing, and no wig on, and the cops throwing a queen up against the store on 14th Street because the girl's quarter said she had a gun? I ain't got no gun. I got these tight jeans. My wig is in my head, but I ain't got no gun.
Wait, who was that?
We're not gonna mention no name.
You don't remember Secret of Love, so you gotta get in.
Oh, okay. What'd you say, Cabbage?
We're not gonna mention no names. Where does this come from? Something another. Is saying, I need some money. And just one queen got her. What?
Oh.
Where's she gonna get it from?
Wait.
Wait.
It went like this. Mother needs her nails done. Make like Emma. Where y'all talk about? What? Talk about what? What the fuck you come past Miss Gaunt asking me for money? For what?
Give me $20 to get money. Give me $20 to get my nails done.
Remember, the girls would have to line up in front of Dizzy Izzy's, honey.
Dizzy gonna tell that one night under that shelter. One night under that scaffold.
Yes. Give me $20 to get my hair nails done.
If you see a drag queen, ask her, give me
$20. Jennifer, remember Tasha? She's Flipper. She's always break her nails. She said, you broke my nail, and you got to give me $60.
Missing until that one winter night. Until that one winter night when Santa did not come down that chimney, but that meat cleaver. That meat cleaver came out Santa's bag.
Oh, my God.
You want $20? Here we go.
He's crazy. He's crazy.
Oh, my God.
No, y'all forgot a piece of the story. Y'all forgot a piece of the story, Miss Day. Y'all forgot the piece of the story, Miss Day. I pay you queens $200
to tell me where she
mother and everybody live. I tell the whole family.
The whole family.
The whole family, darling.
Whole family.
Darling. I was like, it was over.
After that, everybody's been making their coins scotch free.
They sure was, Jennifer. That
after that,
a lot of girls.
Emma Beverly had died, darling.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute because we got a whole bunch of callers. The girls are pressing
gotcha.
They want to come in. I'm gonna put you on. Switch one. Okay. Send me those numbers. Baby, yes, sonny. Oh, Andre, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay,
Andre, where you been going? You know what? I forgot.
I've been listening. I just was here listening.
You're in Chi-Town, so you go ahead and entertain.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm loving that father's entertaining.
Oh, honey, the girls is Tyreek, you're back.
What's up, Kelly?
What's up?
Y'all look crazy.
Tariq, Tariq.
Tariq, are you still there?
I'm here. Jennifer started her shit.
What happened with your boo? Why did you leave
me? Where's your boo, Jennifer?
Lay right here.
Okay, that's all you worry about is your boo. Don't worry about
no,
me.
No, you're my girlfriend for years. Don't
okay,
do it.
Exactly. Don't
this
worry about
one
hot
spot, and I want to know what happened.
None of your business. It happened. That's all you need
classic
to know.
Classic Virgo. Your fears.
Tariq, I'm going to put you back on hold because we got other callers. Okay, next caller, please. Oh, honey. 215-238. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 215-238. You're on the air. Okay, next caller, please. Okay. 313-414. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's good, y'all? It's TJ.
Yo, what up?
Oh, TJ.
What's up? I even got four text messages saying to call into the radio show. What's going on?
Oh, call, but Tariq.
Is this Tariq TJ?
No, this is TJ, not Tariq TJ.
Oh, it's TJ, though. That was up in New
thank
York.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
TJ, Tariq, you're back.
What, Jennifer?
Tariq?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, Jennifer. Hey, Kelly. DJ. Hey, Cabbage. Hey, TJ.
Hey, Jenny. Happy birthday,
hey,
Jenny.
Paul.
Hi, Tariq.
Thank you.
Hey,
TJ, Tariq. Oh, what's going on?
TNT Productions.
Don't get messy like Jennifer.
Okay.
Oh, you said TNT Productions, Jennifer?
TNT Productions.
No, ain't no TNT Productions.
Ain't no TNT.
Oh.
No.
Why? What happened?
I don't know what was supposed to be said because I didn't got four texts saying call into the radio.
Oh, I was just asking Tariq where was TJ and you know.
No, you
Tariq
didn't ask
giving,
where was TJ.
What I
where
say?
Was my boo?
Yeah, where's your boo?
Boyfriend, where's my lover? That's what you said. Say
yeah.
What
happened?
Oh, he doesn't have one of those. He doesn't have a boyfriend or a lover. I'm single.
Oh, so y'all not shinging no more?
I'm single.
Oh.
Tariq, fix that.
Kelly, fix Jennifer. Cabbage, oh. Could you please get Jennifer and Kelly for me?
So that's all it was this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, all y'all well, I'm out downtown having fun, so y'all have a good night. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
Okay. All right,
thank you.
Bye. Tariq
okay.
FBS.
Next caller, Tariq and TJ is gone.
Oh, they're gone.
Yes, honey.
Love you, Tariq.
Oh, baby. Baby, I think little mama's going to be calling in really soon, honey.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Private caller, you're on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
Well, y'all talking about JoJo Ebony.
What?
I was Cabot. There. I was right there.
With Cabot.
Hold on, no, baby. Hold on. First of all, honey, if you was a queen and you was right there, honey, you was the queens that was there was unpressed and unbothered queens. They wouldn't have called in with a fake voice. 718-568, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
I'm ready to hear Stuart finish reading Kelly down. Go on, Cabbage Girl.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
What's going on, girl?
What's going on?
Who's
this?
Where's Stuart? I want to hear Stuart read.
How about I read you?
How about you read me?
But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say my read for people that's worth it. Okay. Next caller, please. Baby. 410-227. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
That's my daughter.
Just listening.
Hey, daughter.
Hey, Tamara.
Hi, Auntie.
What's going on?
Nothing. At work, chilling.
Oh, I know. That's right. That's Jennifer's daughter, Tamara.
Call me after the radio.
I will.
Okay.
Yes, next caller.
That's my daughter.
Baby. One.
It's over for my daughter.
Yes, 1, 2, 3. Freddie's coming for you.
Oh, wait. Shout out to Bria. Ivisu, Mother Ivisu of Philly. Her birthday is also
Happy birthday, Friday. Bria.
Yes, Beyonce, birthday ball at First Friday in Philly. Shout out.
Work, Bria. It's her birthday. I know that's right.
It's Beyonce.
I know six. Ooh, little mama, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, mama.
So, yeah, you know, like, I was asleep and stuff like that because, you know, I do have class in the morning. So I didn't really hear what was said about me on the show. So I'm here now. So what was that?
Oh, Jennifer spilled the tea.
Oh, no, no, no. Somebody said that you, the Milans, somebody left the house, and somebody texted me and said you had joined the House of Milan. That's what the uproar is about. Everybody's leaving.
Well, I don't know about that. It was, you know, it was, I don't know about all of that, but it was a little, situation or whatever. Me and the person created the situation with rumors and stuff that was flying around because these girls always putting rumors out and stuff like that. But the person had a personal reason, and it had nothing to do with me or whatever the case is, and that was basically that. But other than all that other stuff, I don't know about. But, yeah, I am Luna Mama Milan.
Go off. Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations. Congratulations for your of the year, 2 years in a row.
Thank
of the
you.
Year.
Right.
Hey, Kelly,
okay.
I'm going to call me after the show, Kelly.
Okay. Bye. Okay, next caller, please. Oh, baby, tonight. Private caller, you on the air on what
come
the
on
fuck
on
you say?
Through, press one on air.
Private caller, you on the air.
Hello, Luke.
Baby, listen, you nasty, four-headed motherfucking, sorry motherfucking bitch. You got fucking nerve. Don't come up on this motherfucking show and try to motherfucking disrespect nobody, you nasty motherfucking bitch. Hang up on that motherfucking nasty bitch, Switch Sports, you sorry-ass fucking faggot, you bitch. You got fucking nerve, bitch.
Oh, wait.
Private call, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? I told you motherfucking bitches don't disrespect Andre or motherfucking Jennifer. I'm going to read your fucking nasty ass. Private caller, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Wait, what was that number?
It's a private caller.
Oh.
Next private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Okay, next caller, Switch One. I guess that private caller don't want to speak.
Amen.
What you said? You gagged. You gagged the way I took off.
You took off so fierce, I don't think even nobody heard what they were saying.
Yeah, that's why I took off so motherfucking fiercely, Miss Day. I heard what she said, Miss Day. Private caller, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Happy birthday, Pop.
Yes, thank you.
Luke.
Honey, you nasty, despicable faggots, Miss Stang, girl. Won't you get a life, Miss Stang? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Honey, bitch, the girl is just too deep. Thankfully, I get my life, Miss Stang, honey. I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. Yes. Next caller, Switch One. Yes, honey. Bitch. Oh, my God. The girls are really having fun tonight. I'm really having fun. Cabbage, you're back.
Oh. Cabbage?
Okay. Baby, who is this? Let me see. Cabbage, you're back. Hold on.
Hello?
Cabbage.
Yeah.
You're back.
I'm here.
Okay.
That's not Cabbage.
This is me.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay. Jennifer, you know who that was.
It was somebody trying it. I don't
know. No, they wasn't really trying it. They're not really one for trying. They're not.
Oh, okay. They just didn't. Oh, okay.
Right. They're just, yeah.
Okay.
She not. Ooh. But she got a hot mouth though, darling.
Yes.
Ooh, Miss Kelly, you better lucky you jump right to it, honey, because you were probably getting a word edgewise.
Not a word edgewise.
You better not, because she when you let her in, honey, she's going to light from the rooter to the tooter, honey.
Let me say, well, let her. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. The I am a digits, I am me, that thing for cabbage. Please I am back to me. I closed the window by accident. So I am it back to me. Somebody just I am me something. It said cabbage something. But I closed the window by accident.
Cabbage, someone came on last week and gave you your roses and said that they think that you are the epitome of a great mother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be a mother again soon.
Ooh.
Private caller, you're
Ooh.
Back on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Kevin, someone came on last week and gave you your roses.
Private caller.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Cabbage, why are you looking for, you want a day cabbage or something?
Who?
This IMA just hit me up and they said, I hear Cabbage Ebony is moving to Atlanta. Yes, Cabbage is moving to Atlanta. You got any other, what you want me to tell Cabbage something? I can send your screen name over to Cabbage.
She don't do the one digits. You have to be in the two digits area code for her to even look at you. Look your way.
Tell the person he can call me at 347-787-6660.
Oh, shit.
Is that rejection?
347-787-6660.
Is that the rejection number?
No, that's my phone number.
Oh, okay.
On the same, bitch, the rejection line is everything.
Oh, and there's seven numbers for it.
Baby.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, there's seven different numbers.
Oh, I need one of those.
You give the children the rejection line number, Mister. You get the very hold on. I just got this phone. I don't remember my number.
Wait,
hold on.
I got turned like that.
Let me get
Seriously.
The number. Let me get the number out my hold on. Let me get the number out my phone. And as you scrolling through, bitch, you stroll down to your motherfucking rejection line number. Hold on, private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, Ray Barron. This is Ray Barron. Get Stuart back. Why some old motherfucking man crowded around? It's a shame. Get a life. Stop.
Switchboard.
Next caller.
Oh, hold on. This person. Hold on. Switch. We'll submit the next caller. But this person. We don't have no more callers right now. But this person said, "Nah, I'm an Ebony, and I feel we need new leadership down here because Stuart's not one."
Oh. Well, she's moving.
Tell the person to call me at 347-787-6660.
Okay, you heard the number. Hold on.
And baby, if y'all plan on prank calling that lady, she is. Oh, all right. Well, let me just.
I'm glad. I got what they want on my phone for that.
Jennifer, yes. Hold on, honey. Cause I got the number. I just want every. If I don't know if the 60 girls is in the chat room or the girls on the phone line ever heard this, but hold on, I'm about to click over and call this number. Hold on.
Ooh, that's the rejection line number.
Ooh.
Let's see which one she got.
Miss Brenda ate me up with that number one day. Me trying to get to take her to school, and I call it shit. It served me.
Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or see you again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. Our certified rejection specialists are waiting to serve you in your time of need. Please listen carefully to the following menu. Service provided by EFLS. If you want to speak to our comfort specialist, press 1. If you want to hear a sad poem written by a kindred spirit, press 2. If you want to cling to the unrealistic hope that a relationship is still possible, press 3. If you want to set up a personal voicemail account, press 4.
Press 1.
I've heard you.
Welcome.
Hello.
You hung up?
Yes, I hung up.
I mean, it'll send you through a whole routine, honey.
Yes.
And at the end, she just make you gag.
The person that gives you
the summer. Susan is in the chat room gagging. Can I please get that number? Hold on.
Hey,
hold
Susan.
On.
Shout out to Susan.
Hold on.
And Shady.
Hold on, let me give it to the girl. Let me give it to everybody in the chat room, honey. But it only works for the girls in the New York area because I only have the 212 number.
It works for everybody.
Oh, it works for everybody, but I
yeah.
You don't
they
live
can
in the
say they live. They have an out of state number.
Oh, okay.
As long as they call the number, they're gonna get it.
Yeah.
That's the rejection line number. I got it in my phone.
I got it underneath my phone as stop. So when I go to my call and somebody asks me for my number, bitch, I give them that number, honey. And baby, they gag, honey. And they, but remember when you give them the number, mistake, you need to learn the number by heart, right? Because when you give them the number, because most people when you give them your phone,
they
number,
call you.
They call right then and there. You gotta tell them my phone is dead. So call me in like an hour. I'll be home.
After 9.
Yeah, you can't give it to them right then and there while your phone is on because they're going to try to call the number right then. You got to be like, my phone is dead, so call me in like an hour. I'll be home, Miss Thing. And then they gag, Miss Thing. Honey. Chill, because I remember back in the days, I gave it to this child in the village, and I see him one week and this next week, and I see him, and he was like, yo, Ma, that was real fucked up. I keep cackled, honey, yes.
Mm-mm.
Oh, DJ Mike Cupid won in there for the girls in the Jersey area. He got one. He got a number two. He put his in the chat room too.
What's that one?
His is 201-808-6011. That's the Jersey number.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got it. Brooklyn got one too. Brooklyn on his feet.
Baby, that
is... One of them is really, really fierce. One of them is real fierce.
But
the one from Atlanta.
Audra, would you gag if somebody gave you that number?
Yeah, I would gag.
I would gag, bitch. I would gag, bitch, and be like, okay, yeah, you know, you go get home, get the ring. Oh, yeah, let me call Miss Thing, you know, and see what's going on with her. Bitch, and then you call and you get that answer, but she, bitch, I would be crushed.
Mm-mm. Miss Brenda, that little child, she was 14.
My daughter.
Yes.
One of them is so fierce, it gets very, you have reached the hotline, and that means the person don't like you, you're ugly, you're really fierce.
That's number one. If you press one, they don't know the true you, they don't know the real you. When I call that number, I said, Brenda, give me a number, I'm going to call your mom so I can take you to enroll you in school. She said, okay. Okay, we're going to train. I said, what is it? She said, it's la, 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 la. I said, I'm going to call you because she knew we was on the train, so I couldn't call her right away. I said, okay, I'll call you later. She's like, okay, make sure. We was getting off the train. She kissed me, bye. Don't forget. I said, all right. I got home, and I dialed that number to call her mother. I couldn't do nothing but just laugh and laugh and laugh. I called everybody and played it for them.
Miss Thing, girl, I would have been gagging like, okay, wait till I see this bitch.
So nonchalant. No, when I saw her, I just wanted to kiki. That's all I wanted to do was laugh.
And especially with her, that's all you can do is kiki.
Yeah, Brenda. She
kiki.
One day I got on the train at my home stop, and she was already on the train. I said, bitch, what is you doing all the way up?
See?
I was like, girl.
Now she hit me up the other night. She's in Jersey.
She's everywhere, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
I said, what you doing out there? She said, oh, I'm with la, 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 la.
Uh-huh, so you know what she was doing.
Yeah.
Miss Thing, I love that little bitch, Miss Thing, bitch.
She's
too
when
much. I tell you, bitch, they get the very, I found this phone, Miss Thing, and they get the very, I said, I cannot get this phone unlocked. They said, give it to Brenda, Miss Thing. She can unlock any phone, bitch.
And
I gave
she sure
that
will.
Bitch that, I gave that bitch that phone, and she and the phone was unlocked, bitch. I gave them a word, bitch. They gave them a yes. That bitch unlocks any phone, bitch.
Any phone.
Baby. Honey, baby. Tonight has definitely been a good night, honey. That song, the intro song from the Black Eyed Peas, Miss Thing, is definitely a good song, honey, because tonight has definitely
been well, my birthday started off wonderful.
Baby, well, I tell you, your birthday has been a blast, bitch. We had a classic.
We had a classic read.
We had all my sisters called in.
Mother Nels called in.
94 motherfucking read, bitch. All the fab legendary girls was
yes. The original father and the angels called in. Yeah.
It was just a classic night. But at that note, we definitely do have to end the show. So, Cabbage, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody, and everybody stay up and be blessed. Good night, y'all.
Okay, Jennifer, tell the girls good night.
Good night. Thank you guys for a wonderful birthday. All the shout outs that I got as well. Thank you so much. And I will see you guys tomorrow night. TTYL.
Okay. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from the motherfucking Boogie Down Bronx. Whatever you do, whoever you read, and whatever you do tonight, honey, whether you in a club,
oh shit. Whether you're at a club or you're in a motherfucking park or wherever you at, you pick up a girl. Make sure you do practice safe sex, and I'll definitely see you back here tomorrow night for Wednesday Night Madness. Andre, take it away.
Like I said all the time, honey, this radio is a mess in good ways and in bad. Take it easy, and we'll definitely see everybody tomorrow on Candy/Wednesdays. Good night, and be blessed, everyone. Bye-bye.
You wanna walk away, you ain't got nothing to say. Absolutist, yeah. Go on out the door now, you take care. No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not, I'm done. So when you leave, you close the door behind you.
Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately. I know just what to do.
I feel like doing my hair.
My hair.
I feel like calling some of my friends.
Well, my girlfriend.
I feel like going to a club
and partying.
Cause I'm a soldier in this world. I stand alone. I can't be strong. I walk the miles. I made it home. It's good to know without you I made it.
And you think that you don't stink, what it do, hey. And when it comes to me, you don't have a clue. Took me all these years to realize that you don't belong here. I can do better. You say I'll never do better. Yeah, right, whatever.